What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords, but the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and the...
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, the Dean. What's going on? Class is in session, man. Hope y'all guys are doing good. We got a great show for y'all today. It is Christmas Eve, guys, so we thought we'd just hit you up real quick and chop it up on the show. Just want to welcome everybody to the show. Guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all know the number. Y'all know the drill. For all you guys out there, if you have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. If you texting, put a T. We got you covered. We're going to have a very, very, very good show today. But first, as always, before I give a shout out to all my dogs and everything, I always ask everybody who's listening to the show this, please go ahead and get your crayons, your notebooks out. Go ahead and get your crayons out, take notes and all that other stuff. That's what all this is for, taking notes and soaking in what we're going to be talking about today. So I just want to make sure that you guys do that. So what I want to do for a lot of you guys out there is I also, not only I want to give a shout out to the chat room dogs out there. All you chat room dogs out there, how you doing? Shout out to you if you're listening now or you're listening later. Just want to give you a shout out. Want to say thank you for listening and all this. If you're listening to it now, listen not. There's also something I also want to do now. I do want to recognize greatness. And deep, deep within the lores of the world of the man mindset, deep in the caves, we have to give honor and thanks to those that made history. And what we want to do is we want to recognize the history that was made. So we want to say thank you to those guys out there that made mindset history. You right now are in the books until it is broken. You have made it in the scrolls. And we want to say to you guys, we appreciate you guys very much. And we want to say thank you for those guys that had 179 likes on the 15th. All right. We want to shout you guys out. Thank you for that. Guys, if y'all have a question, we got you covered, man. We got a lot to do. Shout out to you guys out there. It's a Christmas show for you guys, breaking it down. And what we're going to talk about today, gentlemen, on the show, while we take your calls or your questions and all the other stuff, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today, never listen to them. Never listen to them. And it kind of got me thinking, because if you actually think about what's going on in your life right now, a lot of you guys out here right now, unfortunately, let me see if I can make a change real quick. 1 second. A lot of you guys right now, while I'm doing this, 2 seconds, let me see if I did it right. I think I did it right. But yeah, so a lot of you guys, even though you know the story of one of my favorite guys of all time, Ebenezer Scrooge, and the fact that what made the movie was the fact that he was an asshole. He did things his way, and he didn't care about other people. He didn't care about who he was running over. He was selfish, conceited, and cocky. And what happened was he got visited by three ghosts that tried to tell him that he wasn't good enough. And what I want to say to you guys, it's really odd that most of you guys are living this every single day. Most of you guys are living this way every single day, and yet you don't realize it, because when you think about your life in the game, okay, most of you guys think the game is about learning a tactic. The game is about trying to figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. And that's not the game. That's not how the game works. But yet, a lot of you think that game is based off of, you know, looks, cars, clothes, status, and women, and all that other stuff. But gentlemen, when we look at the surface, that's what you only see. And this is why most guys out here have problems with women, because they are surface level. They're only looking at the surface of the game. And what we are doing here is we want to teach you what's below the surface that's going to give you the opportunity to change. Because change does not happen from watching a YouTube. Change doesn't happen from watching books and doing all these seminars and stuff. That's not where change happens. Change happens in what we're about to talk about. Because what we're about to talk about, a lot of us don't even recognize that it's not just December 24th or Ebenezer Scrooge, but every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year, when you don't have a sense of yourself, they are always there telling you about you, okay? All right? About you, okay? Now, hey, Jazzy, if she wasn't interested, did you give her two no's? If she said she wasn't interested, did you offer her your number the second time? It's a question you got to ask. I'm just curious. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is this, is that there are three things preventing you from your growth. And it is no different than the Christmas Carol of the Scrooge: your past, your present voice, and your future voice are all in cahoots to stop you from being what you are. And I know it might sound crazy, because most of you all think that, wait a second, no, that can't be, because I'm in control of myself. But if you really actually think about, when it comes time to doing things for yourself, when it comes time to putting in your bid, when it comes time to standing on your square, when it comes time to say what you want to say, when it comes time to make that move, when it comes time to have her come over, when it comes time to opening that door, when it comes time to how you text her, how you set up your date, when it comes time to walk over there, everything that you are doing is not actually you doing it. There are three things that are controlling your life, and that is your past, your present, and your future. Now, your past can be called failure, and your future can be called the fear of success. And the present is a combination of the fear of success and a combination of failure, okay? Now, I'm going to say it again. Your present is a combination of the past, which are failures, the combination of fear of success, which is the future, and you take the future, which is the fear of success, you take the past, which is failure, and it will put you in where you're at in your present of why you're not moving. Because if you look at the movie Christmas Carol, all this shit was in his head. I mean, they weren't really ghosts, but even if they were, I mean, they were in his head trying to change his ways, because his boy Cratchit felt that because you're so mean, because you have a standard, because you live the way you live, you can't live this way or you're always going to be haunted. And I'm telling you guys, fuck that. That's not the real. It's not the truth. But what is the truth is what is holding you back from you. It is the ghost of the Christmas past. It is the ghost of your present. And it is a ghost of your future. It is a combination of these three things that are stopping you from growth. It's not what you watch on YouTube. It's not what you read in the book. It's not what you follow. It's not what you say. See, most of you guys are so busy on the outside, above the line, that you can't see what's going on or the inner workings that's happening in your mind, because for some reason you think that everything is fine the way it is. It can't be my mind. It's got to be my height. It's got to be the color of my skin. It's got to be the marks on my face. It's got to be the fact that I have no car. It's got to be the fact I'm living with my mother. It's got to be the fact that I'm in a raggedy house. It's got to be the fact that I have no money. It's got to be the fact. Whatever your fact is or what you think it is, that is the thing that is stopping you and that is holding you back. And that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to do, okay? Because if you think about it, what are you thinking next? You know what I mean? I mean, because most of you don't understand. You are constantly moving. Your mind is constantly thinking every day, all day. But what we tend to do when we're not grounded, now this is the key word of being grounded. You can never ever win in the game if you're not grounded in you. If the roots of you are not grounded in your motherfucking on your square or the surface of you, then you're not going to do well. Because if you think about what you're doing right now, gentlemen, most of you guys are, you dwell on negative things, the past. Dwell on negative things, the present. And then you Nostradamus a future. But because of your past and present, you always will see a future that you are never a part of. Because, okay, you see a woman and you go into a future of, this is what I want. Her face in the pillow, her ass up in the air. Okay, that's future. You're not thinking in the present tense. You're thinking ahead because you haven't even talked to her yet. So you're kind of in a future. But the future that you're in is always going to yank you back to your presence because, for a lot of guys, okay, I want to get with this woman. Okay, that's the future. But let's look at the past. What have you created or built up in yourself to position yourself to go into the present and get that woman to be interested in you? You don't do that. Most of you guys don't do that. You're too busy on the internet watching all these YouTube theory shows or whatever. But what scares you? Now, we're going to talk about the past. We're going to talk about the present. We're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about all those things. Also, take your calls if y'all want to call in. 619, sir. I'm sorry for the wait. I didn't see you in there. Sir, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Dean?
What's up, brother? How can I help you?
I met a lady last night. I got her number. And I want to meet up and hook up. I just want to know how to do it or whatnot.
Okay, well, let me ask you two questions. Why did you get her number? Why do you hate yourself? You've already lost.
Why did I get her number?
Yeah, why did you get her phone number?
Because so I can hook up with her.
Okay, but I'm asking you, why were you, I want you to understand something. I'm going to show you. Everything I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a negative five, and I'm going to show you where you're at, your starting point, okay? Negative five, right. Why did you run behind her and beg her for her number? Why didn't you tell her to come to you? Because, see, remember, if you are experienced and you know what you have and you know what you have to offer, you're arrogant enough to say, call me because I'm the opportunity and not somebody's option. So that's strike one for you, okay? So that's negative five because you lack experience, okay? That's number one, okay? So you begged for her number. Now you got her number, okay? Now the next thing is, what do you want to do with this woman? You want to sleep with her, right? You want to bring her over to your place?
Yeah.
You want, okay, how old
that
are you?
That or her place.
Well, okay, that's good. How old are you?
24.
Okay. So I just want you to see it. Okay, you're 24 years old, okay? What makes you think that she doesn't know you. She doesn't trust you. She thinks she has morals and values. So why do you think that she is going to drop her morals, drop her values, and start trusting you when, number one, you have no experience, you're desperate, weird, and creepy? Why would she want to go over to your house or have you over to her place? Tell me why, 619.
Because I'm like a hookup partner.
But what do you mean a hookup partner? If you were a hookup partner, why didn't you say call me then?
I just got her number.
I'm gonna show you. I'm good at what I do, but I'll prove it. Okay, what I want you to do is click over and call her right now, and tell her you want to come over to fuck. Because that's what you want, right? Right?
Yeah.
So why don't you click over, call her right now, I'll be quiet, tell her who you are, tell her, hey, we met here, and I want you to come over so we can fuck. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, I can do that, but I kind of live with my mom, so it's kind of hard.
No, there's no buts. No, there's no buts. You can go, wait. Go in the bathroom, or go in your room, or go outside, or go in your car. We're going to solve this, because as men, we're solution-based. So go ahead and go outside. Either go in your car or go in your room, call her right now, and tell her you want to fuck. Because that's what you want to do, right? So why don't you do it right now?
Yeah, you want me to tell her like that?
Yeah. Hey, that's what you want to do? I mean, look, brother, you said you want to smash, right? Plus,
yeah.
You're living with your mother. Yeah, okay, well, that's another negative. But, okay, so you want to smash. So go ahead and call her right now and tell her you want to smash. And let's see what happens.
Can I say hook up?
I don't care. Okay, brother. Okay. Hook up and do what? Okay, let me explain something.
Hook up.
When you say hook up, you've got to be specific in what is hook up? Hook up and watch TV?
Have sex.
Flowers? Well, then you must be specific in what you're asking for. Okay?
All right. I kind of don't remember her name either, you know?
What's that?
Huh?
What is what?
I kind of don't remember her name.
What's the judgment I'm placing? Jacob, explain what the judgment is. There's no judgment here. I'm telling you that they don't trust you. That's not a judgment. But I'm sorry. What'd you say now, brother?
I kind of don't remember her name.
Listen to me. Listen, you called me saying that you want to smash, right? I'm showing you.
Yeah,
how
all right.
You
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call it.
All right, go ahead. Right, you remember right. name?
How do I do that? I just put you on a.
Yeah, well, you dial her up, okay? Well, yeah, it would help if you remember her name. That would help, but yeah, you just call her, click over. What do you have? A Android, a Samsung, an iPhone? What do you have? I don't think he hung up. Oh, go ahead and call. 10 seconds. Four.
Huh?
I'm gonna hang up. Did you call the bitch or not, dog? Don't waste our time. Are you gonna fucking call her? Okay, then stop. No. I don't want to hear that. When her voicemail comes on, you tell her the same thing. Don't run from it. When their voicemail comes on, skip her number, click over so we can hear what you're saying. So do it again. You have 5 seconds. Go.
All right.
Gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. I'm going to explain why you guys lose. This is you. All you guys, he's you. He is you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Robert, our bitch at the bar.
Oh,
how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I just want to know. I just want to let you know I wanted to hook up.
Okay. Well, I'm at work right now. Can I give you a call or text you later?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Robert.
All right. Bye.
Did you hang it up? Hello? All right, call back. Call back. Hopefully he'll call back. But gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. He said hookup. This is where hopefully he calls back and everything. And I want to make sure that I explain to you what happened. Now, even though she, a PN, you're right. You're absolutely right. The voice explained everything. Let me see if he calls back. Let me bring him back in. Okay. Do you see how nervous you sound, 619? You hear how nervous you are? What are you going to do? You don't even know what to do. Where are you going to hook up at?
Well, she says she's going to call or text me later. So she's
at
work.
I didn't ask you that. Okay. All right. Let's start again. Where are you going to hook up with her at?
Oh, yeah. I want to try my house or her house.
How can you try your house when you're living with your mother? You say you can't even ask a woman to fuck because you're living with your mother. So where are you going to hook up at? And what are you going to think is going to happen when she knows you're a grown man living with his mother? What do you think she's going to think?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, loser. Why are you 24 years old living with your mother? Why?
Because I haven't gotten a job. I've had jobs before, but I haven't gotten a job yet, so I'm not working on the job right now.
Get your fucking ass in the military. You have wasted, you know what I mean? You have wasted 6 years. You've wasted 6 years of your life. 6 years wasted. Do you understand? In six more years, you're not even going to be qualified. You're going to get skipped over by other. You better get your ass in the military. You need to do something with your life. You have no money, no job. You live with your mother. You're a grown man. What, dude? Go get. Okay, I got to finish the show. This is going to be a disaster. This is terrible. You're 24 years old, man. You got to get your shit together, man. You're too young. Too old not to be doing this stuff, okay?
All right,
get your shit together, man. Please. All right, guys, let me get back to this. Gentlemen, let me get back to this. And guys, I want to call in. I got you covered. We're going to be talking. We're talking. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the things that are holding you back. And I'm going to use him as an example, okay? He meets a woman in the present, okay? He meets a woman in the present. He sees her, and his future thought is, I want to have sex with her. I'm not saying that's a bad thought. But here's the thing. If you guys go into the past. Hold on. Let me answer this question real quick before I continue this. React says, Dean, you were just talking about guys being insecure and not having their own place. Now you're shitting on that guy for not having his own. Okay, React. I'm not shitting on him. I'm just telling him the truth. How can you be a grown-ass man and live with your money and not have any work? You're not working, and you're living with your money. I was just talking about guys being insecure and not having their own place. Well, yes, absolutely. But you should have something. You should have a roommate. You should have something. You should not be 24 years. If you're 18 years old and you're living with your parents, that's fine. If you're 19 and live with your parents, you got a plan, that's fine. He's 24 years fucking old. What is wrong with you? Do you not understand? Do you understand 20 fucking 4? What is wrong with you guys? I'm not shitting on him by telling him the truth. Is it really shitting on someone to tell him the truth that when a woman realizes that you're a grown goddamn man, you have no job, you live with your money, your mother, you have no experience with women. Did you hear him stutter? Did you hear him ooh and ah? Did you listen to the silence? He doesn't know what he's doing. So it's not me shitting on him. You know what would be shitting on him? If I told him his lifestyle was perfect. Because then I'll be doing him a disservice. So what I say to you is, maybe you made a mistake before I cuss you out. I think you're talking to the wrong guy, because that's not, you're not, you definitely aren't talking to me about that shit. Okay. Anyway, the number to call in is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. But Tiger Man, what is the difference between Mr. Lucario and this guy right here? What is the difference? Think about the difference. There is a huge difference. Okay? Well, wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Stop. What's up? It's not wrong with telling the truth, but wait a second. Wait. So you want me. Now, you're in Brazil. Brazil's different from America, sir. I can't call Brazil rules in America. But what I am saying to you is that he is insecure because women are insecure. He's insecure because he's in the feminine, okay? He's in the feminine. Now, for you being 24 and living with your mother in Brazil, so what? What's your point? Why are you living with your mother in Brazil? But see, I don't know how work is and jobs are in Brazil, so I can't judge you from another country. But if you were 24 living with your mother in America, I would light your ass up like I would light his ass up. Because you should not be 6 years graduated living with your fucking mother without a plan of attack to fix your fucking life. Women are not going to want to be around losers, period, okay? Period. Mass appeal, the 1-2-3 is in everything. Everything is connected to the mass 1-2-3. But yeah, if you're in Brazil and things are tough there, you got to live with your mother. I can't judge Brazil. I only talk about the Americas. He's American. I don't know about Brazil. I don't know about the rules of theirs, okay? All right? But where's opportunity, you're not taking it. That's the problem. But the fact that you're insecure, you need to be punched in the chest. And that's the problem with you guys. That this is where the softness comes in at, because you want to be coddled. Because you want to know why? You don't want to face your truth. But anyway, ask questions. Put a Q in there, guys. We got you, Kyle, for 515-605. I'm sorry, the number, calling, I apologize. The number is there. Thank you, B. I appreciate that shit, man. Yeah, we're going to get in this topic and everything. I got to answer these questions and stuff. Y'all call in, answer questions, things, women, and all that stuff. I got you covered. Okay. My ex and I broke up a year ago, and she left me for another guy. Today she added me on Facebook. What does that mean? Okay. Mr. Williams. Okay. Wait, okay, let me explain something to you, Mr. Williams. What you have to understand before you make any moves is, what do you want? What do you want? Okay? What do you want? And not only do what do you want, once you know what you want, it is at that point of, okay, it can't be a relationship. And if she's hitting you back and you want to just fuck, I say just do it. But if you're looking for a relationship, stay away from her, because she doesn't respect you, because your fuck game and how you stood as a man was so weak in her eyes, she had to find someone else. So what I'm saying is that you got it. Well, before I say anything, let me know what you want to do, because I can't read your mind. So you tell me what you want to do. What is your play in this? Before you ask me, what does it mean? Let's ask you what your play is about this, and then we'll break it down. Okay, Mr. Jacob says, Uncle Steve, I'm confused. Isn't telling a woman that you want to fuck placing a judgment that, yes, okay, yes, absolutely. But what did I tell you, Jacob? Remember Law Zero. What is Law Zero? Law Zero is everybody can't be a man, okay? That young man is not ready to learn game. He is still just trying to fuck. So it doesn't matter what I tell him. He wants to fuck. He doesn't see the long game. Everybody's not built, young man, to see the long game. But you're right. That I try to explain to him. But he doesn't care. He asked for her number, so he's not a student of mine. I would never tell you to ask for a woman's number first. Never. So this is a guy that's grabbing different shit from different people and trying to put it together. Mr. Jacob, you are absolutely right. But remember law zero before law one of conquering. Law zero is everybody can't be a man. And you can tell those that need help versus those that just want a quick fix. He didn't want the real answer because all he wants to do is fuck, but he doesn't have his mind right. So, hey, if you want to do it, just ask. I mean, me telling him it'd be wasting your guys' time. Me trying to break it down because he's not ready for it. So you're absolutely right, but he's all about he's all about just getting some ass, begging and bartering, and he's not going to get it. Don't worry, it's not going to work out for him because as soon as she starts talking to him, it's not going to work. So it's whatever, man. It's all good though. But you're absolutely right. Okay, you're absolutely right. Well, Mr. Wins, please answer the question, and I'll be happy to do that. But let's get back to what we were talking about, guys. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking about the three things that are holding you back right now from your game, from how you grow as a man. Your past, your presence, and your future. And everything connects with everything else. You see, while you're in the present, there are two different kinds of paths that you can tap into, okay? The first path that you normally tap into is the theater number one in your mind. That's the first tap into. That's the path where you talk to a woman and she turns you down. You used a pickup line and it didn't work. Or you waited too long and things didn't go right, okay? That's the path most of you go on that highway, the path. You grab from the library of I'm not good enough. You grab from the library of I'm not tall enough. Something's wrong with me, and I just don't know what I'm doing, okay? And that's why your past is always coming up when you want to talk to a woman, because as soon as you see her, there's something telling you you're not good enough. You can't get the woman. You have no experience or anything like that, right? He said the cowboy. He said, but what I'm saying is, how do we conquer that past? Easily conquer the past by creating a past, by learning skills. Every skill that you learn as a man can be stored in your library for you to access, because everything that you write down, once you write it down, it becomes literally your past. It doesn't stay in your present. It becomes your past. But the question that you've got to ask yourself is, what am I putting in my library to pull and access to get me where I'm at in the present? Because we still got to talk about the present. We still got to talk about the future. But when you're looking at your past, you're always looking at the negative in your past. We'll get in that second. Let me answer this question real quick, and we'll continue. Checking the lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Okay, Zane, after listening to his voice, there's an element that it was nervous. Yes, it was not okay. P-Dog. Okay. Is it nervous tone that exposes experience? Well, it's several things. Now, okay, for a second. Now, wait. I'm going to show y'all something. God damn it. I need to get my whiteboard out. I'm going to show you a simple blueprint on every fucking woman. Step one, step two, three. Remember one, two, three. Remember, guys, one, two, three? Remember one, two, three? All right, this is it. It's the blueprint. Okay, let's look at it. Past, present, future. Okay, say it again. Past, present, future. When she meets you in the present, based on what she's experienced in her past, will automatically tell her what is in store in her future, which then comes back and, excuse my, my fingers all over the place, that comes back and triggers her present. All right, let's look at it again. Tyler, I'm sorry. I got you, man. Tyler, I'm sorry. Tyler, put it back up. I got you, Tyler. I'm sorry. I missed you. I got you, Tyler. Post it back up. Let me say it again. Okay, let me say it again. This is very important, okay? Let me show y'all with this. Her present, all right? That's the first P. Let's look at the present, okay? The present is she's walking. She's just moving. I keep telling you guys out there, all right? As soon as you open your mouth, as soon as you open your mouth or the first text message you say, gentlemen, is going to go right over into the past, okay? So follow what I'm saying. When she's in the present with you, the first thing, when you, however you approach her, whatever you say, she's going to go back into the past, and I'm talking about the files of thousands of the same guy. Hundreds of millions. Gentlemen, listen to me. Listen to me. This is a great question, but this is very important because we're going to flip it. I got the other things. I got you guys, but let me say this. Listen to me. Tyler, call in. I can tell her. Tyler, call in. Call in, and I got you. Listen to me. This is very important because if you don't understand this, then you're not going to understand anything. And this is how simple it is. It's an easy blueprint, but it's hard to accept because this is why you're losing. When she meets you, no matter if it's a dating profile, you are approaching her, you texting her, you whatever the fuck it is you're doing, she is going in her past file to find the behavior of what you are. It's not your looks, it's not your car, it's not your clothes. Hell, it can be because that can take her to. It doesn't matter how you go at her. When you don't have a sense of self, because most of you don't, you are like everybody else. And what she says is, let me go into my past. And you know what? I remember Ronald. I'm just going to say Ronald because I want to say your names. I remember Ronald was just like this guy, okay? So once she figures out the file on Ronald, from that point, from the past, she will go into the future of what was it like to text Ronald, talk to Ronald, date Ronald, or even give him some ass. And she's going to realize that, oh, my God, I remember that loser. I remember how weird and insecure and needy he was. So he's not the guy for me that will then put her right back into the present of her saying she's not interested in you, or her not being able to trust you, or her saying, I just want to be friends. You guys, it's the same thing. It's the same 1, 2, 3. It doesn't stop. It's the same thing. But why do guys, or excuse me, men like 1950, Lucario, Miles, Kay Zagan, EO, 1950 myself, when? Because when she's in her present and she meets us, there is no foul on us. There is no foul of guys on us because we're originals. We don't act like anybody else. So then when she goes into her future, it's not a foul. It's like a box because it's so small. She doesn't need a file cabinet. It's just a small little box. And in that box shows her that guys like this, assertive, dominant, confident, arrogant. They know what they want and goes into a future. Now, this is very important because even if she meets a real man, her future could be, I lost myself. I didn't have control. I lost control. I gave him everything. I had no control over that guy. I just wanted him. I needed him. I cried and I was hurt and I feel bad. So in the present, she might run away from a man. I'm trying to show you. Everything is not absolute. I'm showing you it's not absolute, because when she meets a real man and goes into the future, it can be, wow, I've never experienced that before. So let me go down that rabbit hole and see what happens. Or I've met someone like that, and I thought I could control it. I thought I could control my emotions. I knew I wasn't that kind of girl, but he brought out things in me that no one else did to make me do things that I never did. And sometimes they'll say yes, and sometimes they'll say no, but this is the blueprint. And this is the blueprint of every fucking woman, because when I tell you she has met you before, this is what I'm talking about. She has met you before in the past, and this is where she has the advantage. She has the upper hand because she already knows the foul on you. The problem with you is you don't know her. You have no. You just see pretty woman, nice body, and all this other stuff. But she has a foul on you. She's got the foul on you. And the foul right here is in the past. And it's for all of us, unless she's never met a real man. But maybe 9 times out of 10, everybody's right here in the past. Either the creepy fouls, the creepy, needy, learny, desperate, not knowing what he's going to do. Or maybe there's a man in there that she met. It's like, wow, or I watched a movie or read a romance book of these type of attributes that I've never met before. I've seen it in a movie. I saw it in a book. What is it going to be like future in the real life? Which brings it back to a presence of being more apt to talk to that guy. Okay, but hold on. Let me see if Tyler didn't call. Okay, Tyler, let me get to Tyler real quick. Tyler, what's up, Tyler? Now, you're saying that she said, what about being a single mother again? What did she say?
Okay, so this was the woman that you spit the yak for last night that had, you know, she had responded back saying, oh, are you mad at me? And then, so kind of what's going on in my mind is the idea that we went on the first date, made out, and then she's just like single mom. She's able to break away when she can. And
well, what do you
mean?
Why is she asking, are you mad?
We got to go back into the text we sent there. Hold on.
Well, you got to tell. You got to tell why is she mad? Come on, go, let me know why she mad. Why is she mad? Or why does she think you're mad?
I think it's. Oh, she thinks I was mad because I hadn't responded right back to her text. She had did like a triple text.
Well, okay. Well, then what I'm saying to her is you need to, again, you got to lead this thing, Tyler. You got to let her know. I don't. Okay. Let me tell you something about me. I don't get mad at women. I never get mad. Now something about me, I get bored with women, but I never get mad at women. I get bored with women, but I never get mad at women.
So what I said
I'm
to
telling
her
you
is,
what to fucking say, Tyler. You're asking what to say. I'm telling you what to say.
Well, what I'm saying is you told me last night, and then I did it. I sent that, and then she responded to it.
What did she say?
So
okay,
dude.
What did she say, Ty? Just tell me what she said. What did she say?
Okay. And then she says, I'm sorry. I'm boring. I do have responsibilities and I can't skip them. And then she says, I'm sorry. She goes, I think that the problem is that you have very specific windows of time and that sometimes doesn't work with other people. I am more spontaneous kind of person. Like the other day when I came to see you for the first time, I thought it was amazing.
Okay.
And then she's like, did you write your letter to Santa? And then I had sent what you told me before.
Okay.
I sent the email right now that's got the text.
You said, did I write my letter to Santa? She asked you, did you write your letter to Santa, right?
Thank you.
And what did you say?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
I haven't texted her.
Okay, write this down or mark this. Mark this, okay? Mark this.
Yeah, always go back and record.
All right, mark it. Okay. Say, not only did I write my letter to Santa, I also heard a rumor from an elf that you were on the naughty list. I spoke to Santa. Don't worry, I got you covered. I spoke to Santa. I put a good word in for you. Now you owe me one. So when you find the time and you're ready to be spontaneous, then come see me, and come see me so you can make it up to me. Because the last thing I want is for Santa to give you a lump of coals for being naughty. LOL. Then send that to her. Because you're using a list, and remember, we're keeping on our four. We're taking what she's talking about, but we're moving it another level. Because most guys are just giving one answer. You're broadening and using range. So send that to her, and if we're on the show and she replies back, let me know, and I'll do the talking for you. Okay.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
All right, no doubt. I'll throw you back in, Tyler. Thank you. All right, guys. See, guys, that's how Yak works. It's that easy, that fast, that simple. Let's see. Tyler already hit me from last night. Okay, Walter, he says, Steve, would it be the best strategy to enjoy and live every moment as if it was the last one? Would meditation help? Walter, how is meditation going to help you have a standard? How is meditation going to teach you how to spit yak? How is meditation going to teach you how to create a government and run yourself? Meditation is just you just sitting there going and trying to silence your mind. That's not going to work, man. I'm telling y'all, I got to get away from all that stuff, man. All that stuff ain't going to work for you, okay? I mean, meditate if you want to, but I don't want you to do that, man, okay? But I want y'all to understand, like I was saying, because I want you guys to, there is no such thing as a high-value man, so get that out of your vocabulary. Johnny Depp is a guy who is a good actor, and he is a musician. He is not high value. He's a normal guy that just got some TV roles, commercials, and running movies. That he's not high. His money doesn't make him high value. And because he's done a few box office movies doesn't make him high value, or it doesn't make him a man. And this is what I keep telling you. It doesn't matter, okay? All right? No, listen. If you want to meditate, do it. If you want to ask me a question about it, I'm going to tell you the truth. But if you want to do it, do it. I don't care if you do it or you don't do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm here because whoever asked that meditation question, why the fuck is your game so fucking weak? I guess that meditation can't help your text, can it? I guess that meditation can't put any flavor in her ear, can it? So keep closing your eyes. Keep humming and moaning and all that other shit and keep failing. But if you want the truth, you're going to get it. But if you want me to lie to you, you're in the wrong place. Because I'm going to tell you what it is. Fuck that meditation shit. Now, if you want to silence your mind, look, if you want to relax your mind and you want to relax and go to sleep with some nice music, that's fine. But all that fucking meditation ain't going to do shit when it's time to get into the goddamn game, man. Get off of that bullshit, dude. Come on, man. Stop that shit, man. Stop that, man. No, he is chilling on his money. I'm saying that what happened was when he met Amber Heard because of what Depp does or what a lot of you guys do, y'all try to stand, or Depp try to stand on his name. But his name ain't his personality. His name is not his personality. Just like your money is not your personality. And yes, Johnny Depp had millions of dollars. But he met a woman that didn't care about his millions of dollars because she saw him, excuse me, for what he was, because she met him before, meaning that she could do whatever she want, and he was going to be a sucker to that. That's what I'm saying, man. No, Jacob, I say it with love, dog. I'm saying it out of love, dog. I'm not trying to be mean. It's love. But I'm trying to show you guys, this is why your past is fucking you up. Your past is making you do things that you don't even realize you're actually doing. I want you to think about that. Let's look at the comment of meditation. Let me show you how your past is fucking you over. There's something that told you in your mind that if you sit around, close your eyes and go, oh, that's going to give you confidence. If you close your eyes and go, oh, it's going to teach me how to text a girl. It's going to show me what to say to a girl. If I go, oh, I'm going to be able to build a universe with oh, it doesn't work that way, man. But somebody tricked you in thinking that if you sit and have some lights and some soft music and you close your eyes, that you're going to wake up being a fucking man. It doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way, man. Thank you. Hey, K-8-A, thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Your past is, this is why your past is fucking you over. You actually think, tell me, your clothes can text for you? Then why do you, why, okay, if you are doing anything right now to get a woman, working out, buying clothes, cars, working a job, fucking walking dogs, meditating, swimming, I don't care. If you walk out your door even thinking or looking after the woman, you're already lost. You're already lost. But let me show you something. I got you. Hold on. Good response, Bitcoin. I got you, brother. Hold on. Give me a second, B. I got you. I'm saying. So women have references of guys, and men have references. Yeah, that, yes, P. Yes. God damn it, you're hitting it. Now, look. Now, I'm going to give you an A-plus today, PN, because you're going ahead of the class. But my brother, why I'm going to pass you is because you fucking figured it out. I didn't have to tell you, but you beat me to the punch. That's what I'm saying. Your past is your experience. Her past is her rep. Man, dude, I'm going to hold that one. That was good, PN. PN, you did PN, A++. Let me get to this one right here. Meditation is supposed, okay, it's supposed to, right? But does it? It's supposed to help you focus on what you decide. Whoa, wait. No. Meditation is not having you focus on it. Okay, so let me ask you guys a question. Let me show you this. So when you say, I want a bowl of fucking cereal, do you sit in the middle of the floor, light some candles, put on some incense, close your eyes, and go, I must focus on me getting some cereal? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. If you want to grab a remote control, do you sit in the middle of the floor, grab some candle lights, get some incense, I must turn on the light switch to find my remote control. Oh. Do you see why y'all are... Do you see how idiotic that fucking shit sounds? You don't need... You're not a high-value man, visitor. You're not. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself, visitor. You're not a high-value man. Stop that shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is this. No, listen. Listen, there is a difference between a samurai walking around in the darkness to focus on things, because the samurai was always in action. See, y'all, one thing y'all forget about a samurai, he's always in action. He is told to move. He is not only moving, he is looking forward, okay? But what I'm saying, no, you're not a high-value man. Listen, visitor, I'm going to tell you why you're not a high-value man. Because you said you're a high-value man. You see, okay. Do you think real men go around and telling people, hey, I'm a high value man. I'm a man. Hey, excuse me, lady. Can I buy you for saying, yeah, how you doing? I'm a man. They don't do that. Because real men show what the fuck they are. They don't ever say what they are. But unfortunately for you, young man, you got caught up into the kayfabe that somebody told you. They used a word like high value, and what you did, because you have no sense of self, you believe the bullshit that came along with it. So now that you believe you're a high value man, that's your fucking problem, because somebody told you what to fucking believe. Because before the word high value man came up, you wasn't saying the shit you're saying right now. So please stop, man. Come on, man. Stop that. That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all are getting, do you know who said high value? And you know the person that said it is not a dating coach. He teaches guys how to wear clothes. And y'all are following that because he's yelling at a few women. He's making women feel stupid. And y'all think he's doing shit? Come on, man. Y'all got to wake up from that shit, man. Come on. Y'all got to be better than that. Y'all guys got to be better, okay? Here we go. How to overcome this loneliness and depression of wanting a woman in my life. Okay, listen. The reason why you feel lonely, and the reason why you have desperation, and the reason why you want a woman in your life is because, like I've always told you, I tell you, someone like you, you should never want to be in a relationship. You're not relationship ready. You're not. You're not even woman ready. I keep trying to tell you. How many times do I keep trying to tell you? You are feeling the way you feel because you choose not to work on yourself. You want to sit in the movie theater and have a pity party every day. Every day. And you want to say, poor me. Where is your scribe? Where is your motherfucking guide? Where is your culinary school? Where, tell me about your sound checks. You don't have any of this shit. And yet, you listen, I wish I could feel sorry for you, but we're in, when you're across the street, we don't give a fuck about your feelings, and nor does a woman. Because either you're a man in her eyes, or you're like everybody else. And when you're like everybody else, you're going to play by her fucking rules. That means she's going to choose if she ever decides to call you or you to call her. She's going to choose where you go and what you do because you ain't standing on shit. You ain't standing on anything. But see, you don't want to overcome anything because you choose to do the simple things that I've always told you, big dog. Come on, man. Okay, I will address that in 1 second. I got to catch up with these. Let me catch up with these. I got a phone call. Wait, phone calls down. Okay, let me catch up with these emails. I always told the guys I'm going to answer questions. So let me catch this up. Okay. I want to see, what are your thoughts on paying for sex if you have bad? Okay, Mr. Jacob, what does your skin have to do with the fact that you have no standard? What does your skin have to do with the fact that you choose to go into the poor me theater every day and be a victim? What does your skin got to do with the fact that even if you did get a woman or talk to a woman, you don't know what to say to her? What does your skin do that? Well, how? Let me keep going. But think about that, okay? I got you, but you got to stop judging yourself. Your skin is your skin. Go to a dermatologist? Get your skin fucking checked out and do everything you possibly can, but you got to be fine with the skin that you have. How do you tell clingy women to stop being clingy? Okay, XG, Pete Gang, this is where you're going wrong. And where you're going wrong is you're not having a standard of what your expectations are for these women. If a woman is being clingy, it is up to you to check her at the door. It is up to you to let her know that, relax. You know, how many times have women do this to you guys? Can you stop pushing? Can you relax? Can you stop being so desperate? Can you stop being, you're allowed to tell a woman to chill the fuck out, relax. Why aren't you calling me? Because every time I call you, you always like just fucking are too damn clingy. I need you to relax. I need you to back up a little bit. Go meet other guys. Go have fun. Go do something. But if you continue to be clingy, I'm going to have to cut you off. Because I'm all about character. I want a woman that knows what she wants. Okay? Okay? Well, okay, but brother, I'm just saying, if you're raising money for that, that's fine, but that's still not the, your skin is, I keep trying to tell you, your skin, your clothes, your height, your money, that's not the problem because you're looking at the game on a surface level. Your problem is deeper because you don't understand your past, present, and future are doing more damage, okay? But I mean, I know someone, an old boy asked the question, I'm going to get back to the thing, okay? Let's start addressing this. Okay, so what I try to tell all you guys out there that listen to me, guys, ask your questions, I still got you covered because I want to make sure that you guys understand what I'm saying. This is no knock on you or anything, but what you are noticing from a lot of you guys, listen to you, all you're doing is dwelling in the past. You are creating a library of poor me movies to grab out of the DVD to put into the theater so you can go in and feel sorry for yourself and feel bad for yourself. And because you tend to dwell on more negative things than good things, so what do you think your mind becomes obsessed with? Your mind. If all you're doing is talking about how bad you are, how ugly you are, how short you are, how bad your skin is, and how lonely you are, what are you telling your mind to do? Keep me exactly where I'm at. Because my mind doesn't tell me that. My mind says, dude, can we take a break? We just got done adding another section in the library. I just got done working on that shit. Can you slow down, please? Too many thoughts, too much story, too much information. Can we slow down? That's what you should be doing. But you guys are not thinking like that, okay? You're not doing that. Because like I keep telling you guys, in order for you to see everything that I'm showing you guys must break free and be able to realize all I'm doing is self-sabotaging myself through my past. See, when you're looking at your past as negative, okay, then we're going to roll into the present. Let me show you how it fucks you over two ways. Once you're in the present and you see a woman, you're like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I got to talk to her. But wait. But what do I say? There's nothing in my cupboard to show. What do I say? Where's the cupboard of what do I do? Where's the cupboard of how I put my bid in? And, well, okay, what if she's cool with it? Where's the things of my text? How do I text her? What do I say in my text message? What do I do? And if I set a date, what do I... I'm showing y'all. You go right to your past, and there's nothing there. So you're freaking the fuck out because you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And then when you look at her, oh, she's so beautiful. Or on top of that, the second swing of that, of not knowing what to do, then you go back. Oh, my God, you time travel like a motherfucker back so well. I remember... this happened this one time with this one girl when I did this, and it didn't work out well, so I don't even know if I want to even do it. That's what you're doing. So you got the past, right? And then from your past, okay, because you go into your past, and then from your past, you go into your future of, okay, what am I going to do? If we exchange information, what do I say next? I don't know what to say next. I don't know what to – I mean – Do I do this versus do I do that? Do I say this versus do I say that? How do I do this? And all you're doing is you got a muddled past. You're looking into the future of saying, I like, not like, because of the judgments are in the future as well. When your present judgments are on self, but when you're judging the woman, that's a future judgment. You're judging the woman off of just a future judgment, which brings you back to your past. It's going to be your present, as in, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything at all. Or I know I'm going to mess up, so just fuck it. I just mess up. But this is how it all connects. If a woman lives in their emotions and memories, would penetrate them. If women live in their emotions and memories, okay, would penetrate her mind, would be more excited. I don't understand. You got to ask. Walter, ask the question again. I don't understand what that means. Okay. Okay. Sir, do you, and just say no, because I know you don't, just type no. Do you, sir, I'm talking to you. No, that's the man mindset lore. I'm sorry, I was about to pop your props to the lore of guys. Where do you have your puzzle pieces? Let me know. Do you have this? Do you have this? And I know you don't. I know you don't have it. Because look what you're saying. So, brother, what you have to understand is, listen, and this is no knock on you. Look, this is not for everybody. And I'm not trying to be funny. Law zero of the game is not for everybody. Everybody cannot be a actual motherfucking man. So you really don't want it. You can say you want it, but your behaviors are showing you don't. Because if you're asking me how, because I've seen you several times in here, and you're asking me how, then that shows me that you're not a student of the game, which shows me that you really don't want to know game, which shows me that you actually are what you are. So just continue to live your life like you are and stand and watch the men on here that want to grow get women. I'm sorry. You're just not built for this, man. You're just not. If you are good with judgment of women, do you think it's still a bad idea of taking a woman to an... Okay, but wait. Big. Tell me, what has she done okay. Did she fold clothes, do laundry, wash your car? Did she buy you a gift? I mean, right now, we're going to talk about this in a second. Right now, you guys, should have a piece of paper, and right now, you should write all the women. If you're doing this right, you should write all the women's names down and start making your rounds of getting your Christmas presents, because they should be telling you right now, can I come see you because I have a gift for you. I can't see you tomorrow, but I have a gift for you. We're going to talk more about that, but this is what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you is that you don't know. You got even a worse judgment, because listen to what you're saying. You're the third judgment. You're taking her out to dinner to try to impress her because you think by taking her somewhere expensive is going to get her in bed. So you're not done with the judgments. Because you need to explain to me, why would you take someone out to an expensive dinner? What is that supposed to do? You know what that does? It shows her that in her past, when guys took her out to dinner, the future, they were losers, and they were desperate, and they were clingy, and they were needy, and they tried to stand off an expensive dinner to make me say, oh, wow, he's got money, so let me give him that. So, brother, you have a lot of work to do. You are not good at judgments. Because if you feel that you need to spend your money on someone you don't know that much, you need more help than Deepak. Deepak, I just thought that you were the worst one in the room. Hey, you just got beaten out by someone asking this dumbass fucking question. Let's see here. I'm going to see, but how can a girl be sexual with you while you look okay, Jacob, is this called the body mindset? Is this called what a woman thinks mindset? Is it? Is this called the severe condition mindset? You are not going to win because you're still in theater number one. And you are judging yourself and judging women, and you're in the three. This is why, because your mind has you thinking that you're a loser because of your skin condition. But you are the one that told your mind what to think because you didn't believe in yourself. Gentlemen, I have seen guys in wheelchairs. I've seen guys with no hand, no fingers, no legs, and with beautiful women that that are happy to put their ass in a wheelchair and roll them around and be proud of who they're with. Because you want to know why? Because what you guys got to stop thinking, women don't think like us, man. When she has on the goggles of, wow, this is an extraordinary man, they don't give a fuck what you have, what you do, how tall you are, how small you are. All those things don't matter because there is a emotional connect. All right, guys, if you don't believe me, I know I hate to tell you, but look, one of my boys did a fucking joke on me. But anyway, what I'm telling you is that when there are women that sleep with guys, that it doesn't matter what your problem is, they will sleep with you. But you don't believe in yourself. You're again, like Deepak, this might not be for you. You're just not ready to accept what you are. Because once I accept what I am, my past, I'll never look into, oh my gosh, she turned me down. I never look back. I'll never look back. The only reason I look back is to get tracks out of my studio, to put in my culinary school, and grab a little bit of my drug lab to mix down and put some yak. All I do is pull from what I need to do, not my experiences. Because my experiences don't define or make me. But you don't see that because, again, how you think and how your past and your past goes, your present and your future goes, are pulling on you, dog. Number 47, question. When you say put flavor in their ear and eyes, so basically you're making them think and feel a certain way. Yeah, well, what I'm saying is the flavor in her ear is how I make her smile, laugh, think, blush, react. That's the flavor in her ear. The flavor in her eyes is when she sees the wine above my bed. She sees the shower, or when she comes over, she sees a new photo. She sees the lights, the music, she not sees the music, but she can hear it as well. But what I'm saying is flavor in her eye is not my muscles. Flavor in her eyes is not my dress and all that other stuff. It's her seeing things in me that she doesn't see in anybody else, but it's also seeing things in herself that she sees through me. Remember, I'm either elevating or educating. So when I'm doing that, that's where the flavor comes in at. It is the fantasy. It is connecting what I'm saying, where she can either close her eyes and envision it, or when she comes over, she can envision it. That's what I'm saying. I'm hitting her every flavor in her eye, right? Flavor in her ear. Okay, flavor in her ear. Let's start flavor in her eyes because it kind of plays back. Flavor in her eyes can start off with the texting, right? That's flavor in her eye, right? Flavor in her ear, voice message. When I go air, when I do video is flavor in her ears and her eyes because she is seeing me and listening to me at the same time. Going live is the same thing. So I'm a constant hitting her with different things where the average man is just basically texting, okay? But very good question, sir. Very good question. Let's see here. Let me see here. Sea Dog says, can you explain again what should we do with the puzzle once we buy it? I told you what to do. Go buy the puzzle pieces, dump them on your table, and rip the box up and throw it away. Build the puzzle borders first. Why? Because that is like building your protective layer. Then work outside in. Take your time. Don't try to do it in a day. Matter of fact, what I want you to do is just leave it on the table. And when you walk by and you got a moment, just take a moment, look down and grab a piece and try to fit it in there and take your time because it's going to teach you things. It's going to teach you discipline. It's going to teach you that things don't happen overnight. It's going to calm your asses down because most of you have this everything has to happen right now type attitude. You've got to realize patience, discipline are the keys to being a man. You cannot rush this shit. You cannot rush the game. You can't rush yourself. So the puzzle is to show you that. But most importantly, it's going to do the one thing that you have stopped doing, and that is communicating with yourself in a positive way versus telling yourself how bad you are, communicating that you're not good enough. You have a situation. We're going to take the mental training wheels off so you don't keep looking at the box. See, what we do is we do puzzles, right? What do people do? They dump the puzzles. They grab the box. That's mental training. We want to rip the box up, and we want you to solve what's in front of you by communicating to yourself, trusting that you can do it by yourself with no one else helping you. And when you're doing it, you're going to take your time and do it right versus try to do it fast and fucked up. There's so many layers of game just in doing that. That's why I keep telling y'all guys, y'all got to do your puzzles and stuff. Very important. Third world country. I live in third world country. Average country can't get coaching. Is there another way? No, there's no other way, man. That's the only way, brother. Just send me an email. We'll try to figure something out, but just send me an email. We'll definitely try to figure this out. Okay. Sir, are you talking about the white hippie with the beard? Who are you talking about? I'm sorry. What are you talking about? You talking about the white one with the beard or the dark one with the afro? Which one are you talking about? The one that's on the false idol? That one? What are you talking about? You got to give me more help because I don't believe in fairy tales. So I need you to tell me which one are we talking about. We talking about the white hippie guy or are we talking about the brother that had a curly hair that people don't want to know that, you know, you originate from black people. So which one is it? I don't know. Educate me, please. Next one out here. Let's see here. Thank you, L Dog. Respect to you, man. I hope everything works out for you for Christmas, brother. Respect to you. Okay, Steve, by putting flavor in their eyes and their ears, would it maximize the chance to make them addicted to us? No, that is not going to be where the addiction comes from. That's going to be the start of it. Remember, the gate, before you get into the hard drugs, there's got to be a gateway. There's got to be a vape pen moment. Then it's got to be a mushroom, and then it might be ecstasy. And then it might go to weed because the high has got to keep going. So the addiction doesn't start all in the beginning. It's a gateway. I am a gateway drug of her being addicted to me. And just spitting the flavor in her eyes and her ears and you can't back that up is going to fail. Spitting the flavor in her eyes and ears and you can't lead her is going to make you fail. Putting the flavor in her eyes and her ears and you can't give her the experiences that I'm trying to teach you, you're going to fail. So it's not just that. It's a combination of things, okay? It's a combination thing. Very good question, okay? Dean, personally, is a personality a fixed trait or can it be developed further? No. This is not about your personality. You're not your I don't want you to think about personality. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying to you, all you guys listening, I love you guys. Got you guys. Fuck your personality. Wait, let me check the phone lines before I say what I say. Hold on a second. I don't want you guys focused. Okay. Stop focusing on fear. Stop focusing on confidence. Stop focusing on personality. Stop focusing on shit and start doing shit. Stop focusing on it. You're too busy thinking, I got to do this versus just doing it. Too busy doing things. Thinking that, okay, I got to fix the personality. Your personality is flexible because you have different personalities. That's what y'all guys learned in conversation class one. I only gave you 11, but I haven't even got to the section one. I've been giving you the second one. The section. If I gave you 11 personalities in conversation class two, okay, smooth would be 12, and then you have kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, sensual, sexual, romantic, seductive. So that's another 9, another 8 on top of that. So that's so far we're like, what, at 19. So it's a lot of things. So your personality is not fixed. What is fixed is standards. Standards got to be fixed. You must be flexible, meaning that because your personalities, you got to be able to be water, sand, and air, meaning whatever woman you meet, if she's goth, hip-hop, jazz, blues, pop, rock, metal, country, hip-hop, Latin, reggae, world, trance, all these things, you have got to not try to fit into what they are, but you must be who you are where they fit into you. We're not trying to fit into their world. That's what y'all are too busy doing. You're trying to fit into the third judgment of this is what I got to be or what I think I have to be in order to get her versus just be. Remember, I don't want you to fit out of the box. I don't want you to fit in the box. I want you to be the box, okay? That's what's important here, okay? Let's get to this. After positioning yourself on the first date, what are the other ways to stand out and not make the date feel like a job interview? Well, okay. The thing that you're not doing, Big Dog, is you're not really self-discovering yourself. I tell you guys, for a lot of you guys out here that, you know, if y'all have questions like this, just put a W for what a woman will say. Because I want y'all to see how game works. So just put a W or something, okay? Just put a W if a woman says something and you don't know what to say. But remember, I've always told you, Big, if you watch the shows, I told you the first thing to do on the first text message. I told you the first thing to do on the first date. The first date is telling the waiter the story of how you met and showing her off in front of the waiter and giving the waiter dap and saying, when you give me the receipt, when it's time for the receipt, take your time because that's when I'm going in for the kiss. Because I'm saying this shit right in front of her. But listen, But if you have a good-looking waiter that's a female, you are just knocked two birds out with one stone. Because not only are you showing the waitress that you have a personality, but you can flirt with her, because she'll be seen as flirting anyway. But you can, we talk, but it will be perceived as flirting. But you spit yak at her, spit yak at her, right? And then when the date is over, you can double back to the waitress who is going to ask you about the date. The date was okay, but why are you here? Well, I'm here because I want to get to know you better. Well, I thought you had a girlfriend. No, I don't have a girlfriend. It's just someone I'm going out, but the kind of man I am, I always go for what I want. And you know what? You piqued my curiosity, and that's why I'm here. And when I saw you, I said that you're the kind of woman I love to get to know in a more intimate way. It doesn't stop. It's just the same thing. You don't stop. You do. It's the same thing over and over again, man. Same thing. Deep. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Thank you for the love, Mr. Lee. I appreciate that. Respect to you, brother, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks, Uncle Steven. I think I should wait to raise money for... Okay, but... brother, listen. Root law, listen. This is just not... This is... Okay, listen. Just go raise your money and just be whatever you are. This is not for you, man. This is, I wish I could help you, but I see, I'm not like these YouTubers that's going to keep you around and tell you, I don't know. You can be here. Again, please be here, but I just think you're wasting your time. You just don't want to be a man. You don't have the mindset, or you don't want to learn the mindset of what it takes to be a man. So you just want to keep being in the movie theater. Look at the fucking judge. I mean, guys, I'm not making this up, guys. Look at the, just read the judgments. Read the judgments. I know y'all like, damn, that's amazing. I'm starting to see it. Damn, that guy just judged himself and judged women. That's two judgments, Steve. See, that's what the students learn. But I'm trying to show you, when you talk that way to me, what the fuck you think you saying when you get around a woman? Hey, how you doing? My name is Mr. Jacob, but I want to let you know that even though I got bad skin problems and everything, I just thought I'd say, I'm telling you, you just ain't ready for this shit, man. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep going, man. When she becomes addicted to the drug of you, what happens next? Well, when she becomes addicted to you, she begins to cry. She can't live without you. And this, well, the addiction, this is what I keep telling you. The beautiful thing about the addiction is today should be the day. It's either the 23rd or the 24th is the day where you're going to get the phone call or the text message. I know you might be busy on Christmas, but do you have a moment to come by or come to my place? Because I got a gift for you. I know you're busy. But if you have a moment, can I stop by because I have a present I want to give you to put under your tree? Do you have a moment? Or even on the 15th or the 1st, can I come over and put up your Christmas tree for you? Can we do it together and all this other stuff? So this is what your life should be right now. But unfortunately, you wasted 11 months of your life, and this is why you're not having this. But that's what happens when they're addicted to you. They're going to, can I see you at lunchtime? Can we meet at the park because I have a gift or a present for you? Can you stop by my job because I want to drop off the gift? I brought it home. It's in my car. I like to give it to you. What is the key word? They're buying you shit because they have taken their notes. They've checked the size of your shirt. They've looked at what the size of your shoe. They checked out your colognes that maybe they want to buy for you. They looked at your watches, your jewelry, and all these things that they wanted and stuff like that they want to buy for you. So what they will say, you should be getting calls today like a motherfucker, or to yesterday and today are the biggest days, because a lot of these women know that they're not actually going to spend Christmas with you, but I want to make sure that your gift is underneath the tree. I want to make sure you open up my gift on Christmas Day, even though I'm not there. And you know what else, guys? They're not asking for a gift in return, because you're the fucking gift. They're not asking for a gift in return. I know it's hard to fix your mind to actually realize that some women will buy you shit just to see a smile on your face, and they won't ask for anything in return. But that's what happens when you follow everything we've been teaching you, man. We've been teaching this for over 30 years. This is the life, man. It's a beautiful life. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful life, guys. It's a beautiful life. Let me get to Muhammad. Let me see if we check the phone lines. Guys, I want to call in. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all have the number to call. Let me check the phone lines. I didn't get a chance to. Lines are open, guys, for 30 more minutes. Continue to answer questions. I'm 18, and I didn't go on a single date. How should I start? Well, Muhammad, okay, welcome to the show. The way you start is go ahead and get your puzzle pieces and start getting coaching. The only way I can fix you or get you to fix yourself is you and I have got to sit down. Now you're 18. You're 17, I can't help you. But if you're 18 years old, we've got to put you under. I got to start coaching you. And Muhammad, here's the good news, okay? It's never too late. Muhammad, listen, I started at nine years old because I really wanted it. I mean, I was okay with women, but I really wanted it. I didn't even know what I wanted. But now that I see it, oh, it's beautiful. But at nine, I realized that I wanted to learn shit. So at 18, don't think you're not too well learned. You just got to move your ego and your self-importance aside. And when you learn coaching, then we're going to build up a program in which you follow. So when you go out there, you'll fucking smash and go over these things, man. Yeah, well, just send me a message. We'll take care of you. Yes, send me a message. I got you. On the question, yes. Just send me a message. Send me an email. Put Christmas bonus or discount, and we'll call you and we'll set something up. Miguel, I want to say thank you for the super chat. I appreciate the $19 one and all this other stuff, man. I appreciate this. Okay, let's keep going, guys, because we're not done. We've got a long way to go. I want to talk to y'all, so let's keep going. But everything I'm talking to you guys about is very important to how you move as a man, okay? How you move as a man, and that's all we're trying to do, okay? Because what most of you guys do out there, okay, is that you take on the problem, but you never try to solve the problem. So what most of you guys do is you become addicted to the problem, and you then begin to create more problems on that problem, or because you know it is a problem, what you do is put a rug over the problem. See, a lot of guys will say, I'm not good with girls. Let me go to this YouTuber. Okay, he said his thing, but I'm still not good with girls. Let me go to that YouTuber. Huh. He said something, still not good with girls. Let me go to that YouTuber. The problem is not the YouTubers. The problem is you. You just don't want to grow. You don't, okay? And that's where, unfortunately, a lot of guys kind of mess up in the game, man. Because most of y'all guys cannot handle the types of who you are and what you are and why you are. And you become like that guy who talks about his skin. The negative is so great, you become addicted to that, okay? Which causes suffering and unhappiness. And then what you want to do is you want to identify yourself to the negative, because you actually think the world really gives a fuck about your feelings and you want everybody to feel sorry for you. And the game doesn't work that way. The game doesn't work that way. An addict becomes crazy off the drug. How to balance them from coming to a chat? No, you can't. Okay. What I'm saying is, React, listen to me, React. This is very important to understand. Listen. The issue and the problem is that when she, think about eating bologna sandwiches as a kid. You know what I mean? You know, when it's time to eat, mom made a bologna sandwich, maybe put some fucking cheese on it, maybe some mayonnaise or mustard, whatever the fuck on there. And all you've been doing all your life is, oh, man, B-O-L, oh, my bologna has it. You know, you all, this is great, this is bologna. Oh, my God, I love my bologna sandwiches. And eat your chips and your little fucking... if you have your animal crackers and your little fucking juice box, whatever the fuck you did, and you thought this bologna was the best ever, and I'm never going to the baloney thing, okay? So then when you have your first steak, ribeye, bone in, with that little garlic butter on that motherfucker, and you slice that motherfucker and you eat it the first time, you say to yourself, fuck that, my God, what the fuck is this, a steak? Shit. Damn. So when you have a choice between bologna and steak, you're always going to go towards the steak. See, the attraction that a woman has, remember, is the fact that you are the only person. I didn't say makeup. I didn't say dresses. I didn't say purse. I didn't say shoes. You are the only person that can take away the one thing that she cannot solve, and that is insecurity. Because how many dresses does she have to take away her insecurity? How many dresses and shoes and purses and wigs and all that other shit they cake on themselves to try that personality, right? How many times do they sit around? You know, I got to show you guys this shit because I always find this shit funny. But how many times? Let me see if I can find that shit. How many times are we going? How many times do we deal with this right here? This.
And you couldn't even do me the favor of just being upfront with me. Instead, I have to sit here and think that, oh, maybe someone actually values me for more than just my body, you know?
Like, baby, I know. I know what I look like. I know that I'm bringing this to the table.
I've been speaking a lot about it.
Wait a second, hold on. I'm sorry. Let me take this off. Sorry, guys. Let me show y'all something. Hold on, guys. Let me show you what women are doing every day. Let me show you how fucked up they are and how insecure. Let's just take a moment here. Because I don't want you guys to feel like you're it's bad. I want you to see what they do. This is what they do to themselves. Look.
You'll eventually reach a point in your life where you start to realize your own worth, and you'll find that you won't take shit from anyone anymore because you're strong enough to know that you deserve better. Period. That is a round of applause.
I was playing this before, but listen. Now, what you're about to see is a combination of feel good versus reality, okay? So the first video is going to be feel good, and then you'll see when reality hits. Watch, right here. Watch.
Like, I'm one in a million. One in a million.
So done with dating. With guys.
I'm not making this shit up. Guys, this is why I keep telling you. So, what if you, because all those little, you remember I do this on TikTok? Remember I got a show, if y'all follow me on TikTok. You remember I always do this, right? And I open the book up and I read passages from a woman finally realizing she ain't got shit, no value worth. But what I'm saying is that this is your opponent. They know they ain't shit. They know they're not special. And yet, they know how to manipulate things to make them look special. But the addiction comes in when they meet somebody that takes away the insecurities. He makes me feel so good. I don't feel bad about myself anymore. I feel sexy. I feel special. I feel, wow, this is the only guy that really knows me for me type thing. And I'm telling you, that's where the addiction comes from, my brother. L Dog, thank you very much. Are there universal standards when it comes to women? Wait, are there universal standards when it comes to women, or does it depend on the man? No, no. Okay, it depends on the man's standards that he has for himself. Very good question, but you got the right thought, but you're kind of on the wrong street. It's not about okay, take women out and take standards you have for women. It's the standards you have for yourself that then women are going to ride with your standard instead of you trying to fit into them. C-Dog, thank you for, I appreciate that super chat right there, brother. Okay. And thank you, man. Hey, baby, I'm trying. Thank you, dog. Let me see here. Let me keep going. Let me keep going because we're still getting the show. I'm confused on one part where she brings her body to the table, yet she wants someone to see her for more than that. No, okay, well, there's nothing to be confused. Okay, I'm going to go back. Okay, listen. Okay. I kind of flipped in the wrong way because what you should have saw second was like the first one. A lot of these women think they're special. So there's nothing to be confused with because she thinks she's all that. She thinks, wow, I bring a lot to the table. Look at me. But I kind of did them in the wrong thing because you should have saw that first versus what she said second. But that's what I'm saying. I'll play the whole. I think I can play the whole thing. But that's what I'm saying, man. Let's go here. I don't know. What is that, Chris? What is he talking? Who is the author of the book? Wow, the author of the book is man. Who is he talking about? Mr. Chris. I don't know who he's talking about. Who's the author of the book that's married? What is he talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. Chris, please tell us. Please explain what you mean by that. I don't know what you mean by that, sir. Okay. I don't know what you explain by that. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Okay. So I think I caught up with all the questions and all that. Yeah. So I don't know what Chris is saying. I don't know what he meant by that. So Chris, if you can explain, because I don't know, you made a statement, but I don't know what that means. Who is the author of the book? Who is that? Okay. Who's the author? I don't know. Off of what book? Who's the author of the book? Okay. Anyway, well, hopefully you can answer that question. But getting back to what I'm saying to you, it's not about being confused. It's understanding. See, right now, you guys are simultaneously caught between a past and a future. And both of these things are tugging on you. Because you have no control over oneself. So the past is all the rejection and all the bad things, okay? And the future, all right, let's see what you got, Tyler. Hold on. Tyler, I hope you said what I said. Let's see what Tyler has. Hold on a second. We'll show y'all live. Real fire. Tyler, what are you sending me? What is this? I don't understand. What are you sending me? Tyler, I've already showed. I don't know what this is. Okay, you sent the. I thought this was from the other woman, but I'll show this. I don't understand. What are you sending me? I let them see this, but this ain't what I told you to tell her. But about the naughty list thing. So what is this right here? Shit, guys. I'm sorry, man. Come on, zoom the fuck in. Sometimes the camera does not like to zoom in. Jesus Christ. Okay, I know how to do it now. Want to be in your arms, kiss your soft lips, feeling getting harder and harder, stab you while you're slowly pushing in there. Okay, all right, that's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the other chick. Believer. Okay. Get to B-Dog. Coach, what about the woman that don't have insecurities, that don't put... Okay. Every woman is driven off of her emotions that are being driven off her insecurities. I don't give a goddamn how many try to act hard. And I'm not talking about the makeup. I don't care how they try to portray themselves. They know the truth. And their truth is they are insecure in how they look. They're insecure in their body. One little small pinch of fat, they think they're chubby. One little white hair, they realize they're getting old. Why do you think women are our number one consumers? Why do you think if you turn on your TV right now, on regular TV, you'll see a bunch of commercials and stuff on it? Hold on. You'll see a bunch of commercials on Olive Olay and all that other stuff. Let me see here. Why do you think you see those things? The reason that you see those things, hold on. Hold on a second. I type somebody, huh? All right. There you go. Sometimes I got to pause time. Okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So what I'm saying to you is, what about them? She's still a woman. Don't fall for that she's special shit. Don't fall about she's confident, because every woman that's confident has been broken down by some man, okay? Okay. So, Steve, how do you make a person who know they ain't shit feel good? Seems like putting a Band-Aid on her. No. Well, react. I'm not, okay. I'm not making her feel good. She's going to feel good thinking. Remember, I keep telling you guys, it's not about what you are when we're together. It's what you think about me when we're apart, when I'm not with you. So the feel good, how do I make her feel good? Easily, brother. Let me turn this off. Okay, I make her feel good here. This is my how I make her feel good, with this right here. Because I position myself to make her have access of me all the time. What I'm showing you in this game and nobody's showing you, think about this. What if you can give a woman access to access you when you're not around? And not just through a text message, because the average woman, yeah, if you're interested, she's going to go over the text messages, but we're on another level. So what if I give her access of me in ways that she's never had, where she can just press play and listen to my voice when she's missing me and she wants to hear my voice? Or what if she knows that you're with somebody and she wants to hear your voice, knowing she like you're Christmas, like you're spending Christmas with somebody, right? She wants to hear your voice. She has access to it by the WhatsApp. Press the button. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So they will all have access to you. These women reading books telling them they never settle their best lives, except when people writing these books, married relationship. Well, no. Well, Chris, that's not the thing. It's not the book. It's not the book, brother. It's the lie behind the book. It's like Oprah. It's like all the, like Tyra. It's like all these, like Steve Harvey. It's all these feel good things. Let's make women feel good. Wendy Williams, they give what? Okay, think about this. Have you ever been to church before and you feel like the preacher's talking to you and you feel all great? And if you go to like the Baptist churches where they playing the music and everyone's dancing and shit and all that, and you feel so great about it, but as soon as you walk away from that building, how you snap back to your regular self, what those things do, those books and those shows, they give woman a high, and then it's a low crash. But what a man does is he gives her a high, but the high never crashes. It sustains itself. So it goes like this, and then it sustains itself until they talk again, and it goes like this, like that, and like this, and like that. But it keeps going up. What they do with the average guy, they get excited about an average guy, but then it'll drop just like a TV show or something. You feel good at first, but then all of a sudden you just don't feel good at all. But I see what you're saying. Biz saying this. Your book, John, okay. I explained all that in the book. So, yeah, it's coming soon. I'm at the last chapter. I'm at the second chapter is being edited right now. Then I'm on the last. I got to finish up. I got the last chapter ready to go. So let me see, Steve. Why do some of these women act so confident at all? Okay, but see, dog, peep game. Why do bugs? Okay, when you walk out your door, now I'm going to show you how deep it is. When you walk out your door, you don't say, well, gee, why do the clouds fly float like that? Oh, there's a leaf difference. Why do the leaves fall that way? Oh, there's a bug. Why did that bug go across the street that way? Oh, there's a bird. Why did the bird fly left instead of riding left to right? You don't do none of that shit. You just go out your fucking house. You will see the bird flying. You will see the clouds. You will see the leaves. You'll see the bugs. But you go along your life because those things are not special to you. You don't care. But when you're saying what you're saying, this is why you're losing, because you care about something that has nothing to do with you. I don't care how, listen, I don't care how confident she sounds, acts, and behaves, as long as she knows what to be around me, I'm fine with it. She can be as arrogant as she wants to be, but if she doesn't realize that my patience is very thin. So you can be whatever you want, but once I feel that you're wasting my time, I'm gone. See, you mentioned why how Theater One plays victimhood in reels, and I must move to Theater Two. How can I begin to create the reels for this theater as they are not based on a past or a future? That's very good. Very good question. God damn, you're hitting some great questions today. Okay. First, you must believe that there is a theater number two to go into. But like I've always keep telling you guys, you've got to create your universe. In your theaters should be how you deal with your scribe. You should scribe your scribe. My next theater is going to be celebrating me when I do one thing. I want to go in that theater and watch all of my celebrations. And theater too. Every theater is different. But you've got to work on scribe, man. Scribe is the dude. That's your guy, man. Scribe is the one that's going to get you where you want. There you scribe. That's what you need. Working on your scribe, brother. That's why it's important. Let me see this is before I shut it down. 12 minutes to go for the calls, guys. Then we'll take messages and stuff like that. Mr. M says, I tried to sound check places, but nothing seems to fit any other. What are you talking about? Okay, listen. I don't care what area you in. Okay, now listen to me. Let me take scribe off real quick. I don't care what area you're in. I don't care if it's a hole in the wall. If it's a place you like. Because I'm not, listen, when I go and find my places, I don't go because it looks expensive and I don't go because I think it's going to impress her. I go to these places because of how they treat me, how they take care of me, how the wines, because I don't drink, but the wines taste. I got to do sip to taste the wines with the cheese boards. I got to do that, but how the wine tastes, or how the cocoa tastes, or how the ice cream tastes, or how the tea tastes. The atmosphere, that's all I'm looking for. Because I'm not going anywhere else. But that's home, that's my spot. And I don't care what it looks like. It's not about the look. This is why I go here. I go here because the tea, this. I go here because the cocoa, that. I go here because of the jazz, the intimate area in the wine bar. I go to the ice cream, the mom and pop ice cream thing, because they have more fat content in the ice cream, which makes the flavor taste better than the average thing. You have to know why you're going to see what you're doing is you're walking into the place and saying, oh, she's not going to like this. Oh, she's going to think this is disgusting. Oh, this is going to turn her off. I don't want you doing that. I don't want you going that motherfucker. I'm going to hear from me. I keep telling you, everything you're doing, it's for yourself. Everything you're doing is for yourself, gentlemen. Okay? Everything. Everything you're doing. Everything, brother. So, let me continue. This is why I tell all of you guys listening to me, that not only do you need to practice pulling yourself out of the movie and work on and realizing you are part of a movie, you got to start developing your control of how you see the world. See, you're not going, see, people think it's just a thing of I'm going to think it and I'm just going to do it. But you've got to learn how to change your mind, gentlemen, okay? You've got to believe that you can actually change the structure in which you operate in. And that is a, that is, it, listen, it goes back to the cliche that everybody thinks is stupid, loving yourself and believing in yourself. If you cannot believe in you, then nobody's going to follow you or believe you. I'm just telling you, you're not. You must believe that what you do and how you move is you trust it. You got to believe it. Okay? You've got to make the moves. You've got to reshape and stop going in the wrong. Okay, what I'm saying is right now, y'all are going towards these storms and shit like that. And it's a never-ending storm. But, excuse me, I take that back. It's not a storm. Scratch that. You guys are not going in the storm. Where you guys are going is you're going with the current, and it's sunshine and it's rainbows. Everything is perfect. Everything, there's no stress in your life or anything like that. Everything is fine. But the catch to that life is that you're not going to be able to be one with yourself, and you're not going to ever be good with women. Because you want to take the easy way. You just want to go with the current. It's relaxing. It's not stressful. It's not hard on me. I don't have to get knocked down. Everything's perfect. I go that way. But what you don't understand is you're going towards your demise when you're going easily. But yet, if you just, with your mind, turned around and in front of you, are thunderstorms, it's quicksand, fire, brimstone, all that shit. Just the current is pushing up against your chest and you just can't move sometimes. That's where I'm trying to take you. Because if you can just get past that point, you will see your forest. It's an untapped territory. You've never tapped into it. It's there. It's waiting for you. It's always been waiting for all you guys. It's there waiting for you. Well, Tyler, if she's saying that, then set it up, dog. Set it up. Okay? All right, set it up. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that most of you, you don't get right now. Your mind wants to grow. But it thinks it's growing by adding all the bad things that happened in your past. That's why the ghost of Christmas past is fucking with you every day of your life, because it's just focusing on all the bad things in your life, man. Okay? No, it's okay, stop. See, I'm going to show you where you failed again, man. You hit judgment number three trying to be good. You're trying to fit a narrative. I don't know if I'm, am I not saying it clear enough? Stop judging women. But real quick, since we're at the second hour, I want to always take a moment and give a shout out from the halls of the Man Mindset. We want to take a moment. Stand up, clap, and salute all those gentlemen and ladies on our show a few weeks ago, broke the Man Mindset record of likes. And we just want to let you guys know that we have edged your name into the history books, and we want to say thank you. We want to say we appreciate you, and until the record is broken, your your date will always be locked in Man Mindset history. I just want to say that, okay? And that's where the date, as you see right here, the date right here, you will always be locked in until it's broken. Now, back to you, King. Listen, Big, you're not understanding this. I don't want you to be anything with women, and that's what you're not connecting. I don't think you heard me the last time. If anything you're doing involves a fucking woman, you have lost. Anything. But I know there's going to be a loophole that you can say, well, Steve, then why do you tell us to twirl her around and open the door? Because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it before she even knocks on the door. I have set it up to do it for me. Not for her, for me. Everything I'm showing you is to do for yourself. Not a woman. She is a perk in your life. Loving yourself and being confident has nothing to do with a woman. It has everything to do with you. But that's not going to make you good with women, because loving yourself and being confident isn't going to show you how to text or talk or put flavor in her ear. Loving yourself and being confident is not going to build your kingdom. It's not going to build your scribe, your marketing team. You see, y'all are so used to just cliches and word, y'all play with words the wrong way, and you try to make a word gospel, like it describes everything, and that's just not the truth. It doesn't work that way. That's what I'm saying. But I see where you're going at it with it, but that's not the truth. That's not how it works, buddy. It's not being good with women. You got to be good with yourself first. There's no be good with yourself, okay? Thank you. Yes. That's what you got to do. See, when you're good with yourself, the ghost of your past isn't going to hold you back. He's just waiting for... Is it time? Is it time? Come on, is it time? We're going. Is it time? Is it time? All right. What moves are we going to pull out? Hurry up. Okay, it's time. Oh, okay. Here are the stack. Send them over to the marketing team. Get them over to the marketing team, okay? Marketing team. Get that over to the mixing thing. We got to put that into the thing. We got to put that into the mixer. That's what the past does. The ghost of the present should be telling you, you're the fucking opportunity and you're nobody's option. The ghost of your present should be like, yo, it's all about us. We are the sun, the moon, the stars to ourselves. You are the baddest motherfuckers on the block. Can't nobody fuck with us, man. Give me some dap, and you just be dapping yourself. That's your present. But then the ghost of your future be like, dude, wait a second. She ain't ready for us, man. She don't know what the fuck she getting her ass into. We gonna have to make sure that we let her know, because she ain't fucking with, man. Man, dude, I can see it right now, bro. All right, you ready to do this? I bet you can't do it. I bet you can't get her in 10 moves. I bet you can't get her in 20 moves. Come on. I know you like to bet on yourself, and I'm betting with you, but I bet you can't get it. Come on. Let's see what you got. Man, it's go time. That's what I'm trying to say to you guys. Eddie, thank you for the $50 super chat. People need to know how to love themselves and know how to build your world. Absolutely. Listen, it's the hardest thing to do to somebody who does not see it. See, the beautiful thing about what we do is we're never surface level. We're never surface level. Even though I teach you things like on Halloween, how to set up your crib, or I teach you things to do. I used to do them. Definitely, let me load this down. It's going to get loud. But no, we're going to take questions now, okay? The next hour, we're going to take nothing but questions. Questions. There you go. If y'all got questions, go ahead and ask a question. I'm going to take care of you guys. But what I am trying to get you guys to see there is just, it's the mind knows that what I'm telling you is so simple that you're not willing to embrace that. Because your mind wants to look at pause instead of on. Shit off, man. That's how game is. But what I'm saying is when you connect with yourself and the ghost of your past, present, and future, and not trying to mock you, they're going to help you. Not only with you, but also with your left wall Make a note. Let me find an artist or something of a nice new painting that I can put on my wall. Try it out. Now, yeah, now, at least I'm just showing you mine, but you like to think that. But I'm trying to kill you. That's it. Classes on it, but the products you get, if you're as a member, you get a discount. So there's a few ways to go about doing it, brother. I believe the answer has flown over my head. Wait, I think you had, don't send two things twice. Just say, I'll catch up with you, okay? I'll catch up with you. How do you know when you've gotten the invite? Well, when you get an invite, okay, how you doing? What are you up to? Are you busy? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. When are you free? Can I see you? I'm in your neighborhood. Can I stop by? Or I say, you have pretty eyes, pretty smile. Oh, my God, you are so sexy. Oh, you're cute. You're funny. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just something about that. I mean, all that stuff. That's the invite, because what she's saying is that I trust you. But I don't want to be your friend either. I want to be a fuckmate. I don't want to be your buddy. So they'll start flirting with you more. Like, you wake up in the morning, and because you trained her right, she's either send you a voicemail or send you a video taking a selfie of herself or a video of herself telling you good morning. She might be in the shower, the bathtub. You know, she might be undressing, and she'll take a photo. So all those things connect to that. Okay, Mr. LC, he says, okay, those games you're playing, I'm not going to play. I see you're busy with other. Oh, wait. All those games you're playing, I'm not going to play. Oh. This is easy. Brother, look. Hey, listen. First of all, I don't play games. Second of all, when I first met you, I'm seeing other people. And I've never told you that you're the only one. And if you feel like I'm playing games with you, then I release you. You're free to go. But the next time you want to smile, laugh, think, blush, or have a good time, get back at me. But other than that, take care. And you float the fuck off. Because when you allow someone to talk to you that way, like what you just said, and you're trying to defend a position, you don't defend. I don't have to ever prove who I am to me. But I only prove myself to me. I don't prove myself to anybody else, because nobody else outside of me is that important. I'm damn sure not going to let a woman try to dictate how I move. So if somebody's saying that to you, you cut them off. You let them go. You're done with them, man. Is it proper to ask if she came along or – wait. Is it proper to ask if she came alone or with someone in a – why would you ask – why do you care? Like, wait, are you, wait, I'm trying to understand something. Are you asking if she's going with another guy? are you, what is, you got to give me, like, give me more, because I don't understand. What? Oh, you mean, I guess when you see, okay, let's look at it. When you see someone at a party or something like that, take a moment before you walk over there and survey and make sure that there's no other guy. Make sure that you don't, because the guy is going to be around or hover around her if they're at a party or something.
Excuse me.
So what I'm saying to you is that I'm never asking if you're alone or with someone at a party, because I don't really give a fuck. What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce myself, okay? Well, no, wait. You got it. Wait, brother, hold on. Let me skip past you, 25. Wait, why are you taking her home? Okay, nightmare. And I'm saying this with love. Reading your question shows me you have no experience with women to take them home. They're not going to go home with you. You have no mouthpiece. Nuts move, romantic, sensual, sexual, and all those things. You don't have those things going for you. So if I were you, I would not try to take them anywhere. I wouldn't do that if I was you. Definitely wouldn't do that. Let me answer this question right here. After I've gotten the invite, you haven't gotten the invite. You haven't. What do you mean after you got the invite? Who says you got an invite? You haven't gotten any invites. I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, clean my. What's wrong with my camera lens? Is that better, sir? So the guy's telling me what to do. Anyway, 25, what I'm saying to you, brother, I hope this is okay. I'm sorry. I will hopefully have my new camera tomorrow. It's going to be much better than the camera I have right now. So it's Santa. Got my camera. But this is why you're not getting the invite, because the moves that you make are already – The moves that you make are already done. You've already got it set, because you're already in the future. You're 5, 10, 15 moves ahead, man. I'm sorry. It looks better now. Thank you, guys. I apologize for the lens. I'm glad, but thank you. The lens is better. I didn't mean to. I apologize for that. But I'm just saying, man, it's just you're asking a question, and you're not there yet, man. Don't ask questions that – you haven't got an invite, man. You don't even know what a fucking invite is. Big dog, stop that shit. Between land, sea, air, and space, which is the most impactful weapon? That depends on the woman. That depends. Okay. Okay. Sea and air and space are powerful, but it all depends on what you're saying in sea, air, space. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if you're just saying good morning with a voice message versus, hey, what's going on, sexy, how you doing, in a video, two different things. So sea, air, and space are powerful because the average guy isn't doing it. So that's, you have the advantage. But just because you have the advantage, you got to know what to say, because we want her to keep pressing play. We want her to keep pressing play. So that's very important, okay? It's very important. So if you have experience, it's going to take like two moves to take a girl. And if you are inexperienced, if you go, No, that's not it. You got it all wrong. Wait, let me show you. Give me a second. Let me let your boy pull it up. Where did I put it at? I got to find out where my placement. Y'all know one thing about me. My placement is always terrible. Shit. I think I put it under. Okay, here it is. Here it is right here. Let me show you. Let me give you an example. All right, let me mute this out. Let me give you an example. Okay, so let me go over what he's saying right here. So he's saying if you have experience, it's going to take two moves to take the girl. Or get the girl. We don't take shit like that. But, and if you're not inexperienced, it'll take you more like 10 moves. No, hold on, my dog.
moment, it's my government. But I'm afraid that someone is endeavouring to contact you telephonically. Shall I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call? Thank you, Governor.
Hold on. Raw, what's up, baby? We live on the air. I'm going to do it live. What's up, Raw? What's good with you, brother? Oh.
Give me when you free, my bro.
All right, 100, Raw. All right, guys, that's 1950, brother. All right, 1950. All right, that was 50, guys. All right, man, that was 1950. But y'all see, I have my own butler. That's how fucking arrogant I am. But anyway, let me get back to you. Okay, so, no. Okay, let me explain what's happening. Okay, because you're looking at everything as moves versus understanding game. What you must understand is every woman that you run into is not going to trust you and they think they're going to be special. That means that every woman, even me, there is no trust, okay? That means there's no trust and she's got values, morals, and ethics and all that other shit, okay? Values, morals, and ethics, okay? The second level is trust, but trust doesn't mean sex, because just because she's flirting with you doesn't mean she wants to sleep with you. That means trust spins to either friendship or it spins to flirting. But with the trust that you want that most people don't tell you about is called sexual trust, okay? Sexual trust is when you're going to sleep with her, okay? So it's not about moves, because every woman is different. See, I'm not going to be like them fucking fake YouTubers say it takes 10 moves or 2 moves. And all. That's a lie. I'd be lying to you. But what I can tell you as a man, what you must figure out is first your fixes versus your flexibles, okay? Now, your fix four is you're making a smile, laugh, think, blush, and react. That's a fix. Now, these are things that are going to start to chip away at the wall. When you talk to her as your beard, you're telling her why, what, and what your intent is, okay? But she still has the wall. But what I'm trying to get you to see is you're not trying to teach you to get something that y'all guys are not skilled in. And the reason y'all not skilled in is because I'm going to show you why y'all fail based off of what I'm showing you right here. Right here. This is why y'all fail. Because when you meet somebody, there is no trust, and there damn sure ain't no sexual trust. But yet, when you guys meet a woman, you guys automatically think that you, not only, you place judgments on yourself, you place judgments on a woman, and you place judgments on what you think you should be. So you're already in the negative right now. But then what you do is, because you know she has a belief system which is tied in between her legs, what you then try to do is you try to attack the belief system. And when the beliefs, no trust. She has morals and values and all that other stuff. But then you want to think, let's go over my house and let's fuck and all this other stuff. So then you're making it feel slutty. So you automatically, there definitely is no trust there. Okay? So I'm just trying to break this down to you. But what I'm trying to show you is that the reason I say moves is because I'm always betting myself. That's the fun part of this. I don't know how many moves it's going to take because I don't know the opponent that's in front of me, because every woman is different. But I know I'm going to stay on my fix four. Let me show you my fix four. The fix four is my bid. The fix four is I'm going to answer the why I'm here, what do I want, and what my intent is. She's going to know that those are fix fours. My fix four is when she calls me, I'm going to tell her the story how we met. I don't care what she says. I'm setting up the date. Then everything at that point, I'm going to be flexible because I'm trying to get the invite. I'm not going for the sex, B. I'm going for the invite. And that's the reason why we win, because we're not rushing something that's going to take time. You got to understand that she's got to make sure that you're safe. She's got to make sure that you're safe. So it's not about 2 moves. It's not about that. But what it's about is I know if her and I are talking to each other, I know it's already over, because I know I can make her smile, make her blush. How I communicate, I don't communicate like the average guy, so I already got the advantage. But what I want to do is I'm not going to beg, barter, or try to prove myself like the average guy does. I'm not doing that. I'm only going to position myself to show her why she's thinking about me, why she wants to be with me. Because I'm opportunity. I'm not the option. So you got to get out of that mindset of moves, because it's not about moves. And if you think it's about moves, now again, the move part is the fun part of betting with yourself. You know, when you see her, instead of saying I'm no good and she's too pretty, it's like, dude, let's bet on this, okay? I will say an example of big. Give me a second. Let me get to the next question. Should I get a main girl in my rotation? Wait, she gave me a vibrator for Christmas. She asked for it, and we're going to be long distance since I moved. She got me stuff. Well, yeah, I don't. Yes, yeah, okay. Let me tell you, if you have someone that's cooking for you, cleaning, doing your dishes, folding clothes, washing your thing or your tire, and she doesn't ask for anything, she doesn't ask for anything. We don't. We can go get some McDonald's or taco. We don't have to get anything. I don't want to eat. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. And can you come over and let me give you a present? Yeah, do it. There's nothing. Because remember, I always keep telling you, return on investment. If you're taking a leg, spread your ass cheeks, that's 99 cents. For ice cream, cocoa, or ice cream, that's going to be probably $8, max 10. Wine, I guess, probably 15, no less than $20 a glass, right? So that's all you're spending. But you're going to, you get return on your investment when, I don't know, how much does a flat screen 60-inch TV cost? What, about $400 to $1,000, depending on what it is? How much do you think those drawers cost? About what, $200, something like that? How much do you think jewelry costs? I mean, think about that. You're making your money back. So buying her a vibrator, it should never be a vibrator shouldn't be something you wear. Just get that for her, man. I mean, when she's worthy of it, when she's showing you, when she's doing more for you, it's okay to do something for her, okay? Okay, David, yes, repeat. Yes, David, please repeat it. I missed it, David. I'm sorry. Please repeat, David. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find your question. Hold on, David. Let me see. If I missed it, please ask it. I apologize. I don't think if you put a Q, I should have caught it, but I'm looking, and it must have been a long time since you said it, because I don't see your name, and I don't, let me see, David, nope. I'm scrolling, and I'm at like, damn near at the beginning of the show. I don't see anything from you, David, so you got to send it again. Send it again. Well, the example of your bid is clear, concise, impactful. This is why I'm coming over here. Hey, excuse yourself. This is why I'm coming over here. I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to hold you up. This is why I'm coming over here. My name is, introduce yourself, getting her name and letting her know that I don't mean to hold you up. But again, when I saw you, your eyes caught my attention, and you're like the kind of woman that I want to get to know in a more intimate way. I mean, it's simple, man. But again, I'm just hitting all my fours. You got to be able to hit all your fours in this. And that's important. While I'm talking in my bid, I want to make sure that I hit my fours. I would need to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. Now, you hit those five, you're killing it. You're going to get a smile because you smile. You're going to get maybe a laugh or a blush, but you're not thinking and reacting means is how many women do you have? Oh, you're a smooth guy. Oh, you're one of those guys, a smooth talker, ladies' man. That's the thinking and reacting I'm saying, okay? All right? That's the thinking and the reacting I'm saying. So, but I want you to put your bid, and that's your bid. You got to learn your bid. And if you don't understand it, get some coaching. We'll talk about it. But you got to – the beautiful thing about your bid is that you're going to – you never, ever should change what you say to a woman. You should say exactly the same thing to every woman you meet, because they're not special enough that you got to change and modify how you talk to them. That's why I try to show you guys. You gotta spit it. It's easy. David, waiting for your question. I don't see it, so we'll continue. I'll keep going. Y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. The lines are down, so let me switch over. Because the lines are down. Let me see which one. We'll just pop that right there. Yeah, the lines are down, so we'll just roll that right there. But yeah, y'all asked a question. I got y'all covered and stuff like that. But let me continue, because we gotta keep on this, man. We gotta see what a lot of you guys don't know is that Smooth, and I was talking to y'all a few days ago about Smooth. Smooth kills the ghost of the Christmas past, the one of the present, and the one of the future. Because remember, the way you're thinking, the way they have you thinking, like, okay, the way you're thinking, the way they have you thinking is whenever you see a woman in your present, you always will go to your past. And then from your past of your past mistakes or the past of you not feeling good about yourself, then you go, you carry that over into a future of I'm not good enough that brings you back to your present. So it's kind of a cycle that's going on with you guys out there that stops you and slows you down. So can anyone tell me what David's question is? Can anybody see it? Can anybody see it? David, post it, and if anyone sees it, copy it and just post it, okay? Copy and post it. If no one can see it, copy and post it. Because I don't see it. Just ask it. If somebody sees it, they'll copy and paste it. Because everybody else is piling it out. So you maybe have to change your wording or something. Because there are certain things that we can't allow you to say because of the analytics with YouTube. So maybe you have to change the way you're asking your question. Woman, can I share an experience I had yesterday and get feedback on it? Wait, is that what the woman's saying? I told you, just tell me what the woman don't. Just tell me what she's saying, dude. Is she saying this, or you're asking me? That's not a okay. Just say it, brother. It's okay. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to do. Don't think. Just say it. A W. Put a W, and write what she's saying. As far as David, change what you're saying, how you're saying it, and hopefully somebody can either read what you're saying and post it. Okay. Because guys, did y'all see what David said? The guys in the chat room can't read it, then you got to change and modify what you're saying. You got to change and modify it, okay? I don't know, because I can read what you're saying. Here you go. There you go. I say, okay. Okay, I'm talking to zero women, and I have none to hit up on my phone. I like to go to a New Year's party and get women's digits and probably smash that night. What should I look out for? Because I missed. Okay. All right, David. Okay. I think you don't understand where you're at. So let me explain what your future is looking like. Okay. Because you have no because there's a lot of problems here. There's a lot of judgments, there's a lot of inexperience, and there's a lot of big problems here. It's just terrible. And then I got you. Okay. So because you have no experience, you have no women, okay, that's not a big deal, but you're making it a big deal. So that's really a judgment on yourself. So that's strike one. Okay. So you're going to a New Year's party. Why? Okay. This is where you're failing. Because I told you guys earlier, maybe you missed it. If you're going somewhere because of women there, you're not going to, you've already failed. Because I don't go places. Listen, I know that women are outside my door. That's truth. I know that. And that's all, I leave it at that. If I go to a New Year's party, it's because I want to go and have a good time. I am not going for a woman. Because as soon as you say you're going for a woman, you just placed another judgment. You're going for the wrong reason. You're not going to celebrate. You're putting more pressure on your ass. And then, let me show you, it's even worse. It's even worse for you, because that's just the beginning. Because not only do you want to get a woman's number, which shows how weak you are, and I'm not knocking you, but it shows how weak you are, because it connects to everything you're saying, but why would a woman want to fuck a guy that's desperate, needy, and creepy? Someone she doesn't even know. David, did you just see what I told Boba? You see what I told him? Why would she want to be with someone who is desperate? You know what she's going to get out of you? 3 minutes in a wet spot. And she's going to say, wait a second. I'd rather have 30 minutes in an asshole, 40 minutes in an asshole, 50 minutes in an asshole versus a male who has no experience, who thinks I'm a whore and has no fucking confidence in himself because he's begging for my goddamn number. You're missing everything. If I'm you, I wouldn't even go, because I'm going to tell you, once you go to your New Year's party, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. Because every woman you meet, they're going to know that you would say just about anything to get a fucking number and try to get it to your place. So that means you've already come up with some goofy-ass pickup lines, or you're thinking about something goofy to say, and it's not going to work for you. But hopefully, in the next seven days, you realize that maybe next year, this would finally be the first year that you waste. I mean, not the first, one of many years that you wasted in your life, and you need to learn game. But until you learn game, you're going to be the same guy in your text messages, voice messages, video that I'm talking about right here. That's why experience is everything, man. And what I'm saying is that, see, if you follow and listen to me, I never tell you to go to the place for the woman. Go to the New Year party to have fun. All right. Watch this, brother. Let me see what we do. Okay. There you go. Watch this. Boy, that iced tea is good, man. Woo, man, that iced tea is good, man. Scribe. Hold on. Scribe. Write this down. There is a New Year's party that I'm going to go to, and we need to get with our marketing team to find out how we're going to dress. I got to make sure I have the right cologne. Make sure that we go ahead and do the things that we need to do. Make sure I have the peroxide, the toothbrush, and my cologne in the shower so I can smell good, look good, feel good, and all that other stuff, okay? That's good, Scribe, for right now. Scribe out. You're doing something else. Scribe, write this down. This is what we're going to do. Okay. When we go to this party, we're there to have a good time. But what I'm going to do, when I first get in that party, I am going to talk to the first group of women I see. And what I'm going to say, hold on.
At the moment, right. But I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
Hold on a second. Hold on. This is my sister. Hold on. Hey, T, I'm on a live show. I'm doing my radio show. What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, just thank you for your Christmas card.
Okay, no, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, can you tell them how it was when you were so popular back in the day? You remember back in the day you were popular? And I was always running behind you. And we're live on the air. Yeah, we're live on the air right now, so you tell them how popular you were. And I was always Tracy Williams' brother, so. But you did have the slumber parties, though. I appreciate that. Okay.
More than welcome.
I know, that's right. All right, girl, let me get the fuck off, man. I'll call you back. Let me finish my show, and I'll hit you back, T.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, 100, man. That's my. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that I'm Scribe, right? Scribe, right? So what I'm saying is that, okay, this is what I'm going to do when I get in there. Now, when I get in there, Scribe, I'm going to talk to the first group of women, okay? Now that I have scribed what I'm going to do, now I've got to take that to the marketing team. Okay, now I got to market it to myself. Okay, I'm going to this place. I already know I'm dressed this way. But why am I going to talk? I just scribed. Now, you got to write this down because you ain't this cold yet. But I just wrote down the first thing I'm going to do is talk to the first group of beautiful women I see at the place I'm going. But why? And the reason why is I don't care if it's a party, a wedding, a funeral, or a bar mitzvah. Every woman is watching and judging every guy that goes through that door. If it's at a bar club, they're always looking at the door. So what I want to do is separate myself is I want to go up to a group of women and ask, hey, who's buying me a drink? That's all. And I'm going to laugh. Hey, how you doing, ladies? Hey, how you doing? Well, my name is David. Hey, I just want to let you know. Hey, look, I might be looking for you at 11:59 when that ball comes down to hug and kiss. But you know what, ladies? You have a good night or a good day, and I'll probably get at you a little bit later, and you walk off. You see what I'm saying? That is scribing it. That's how you, because you're going to just, you're just going to do the thing that you said you're going to do. So I see a woman, I go and put my bid in, give her my number, set the date, and we should not talk. No, no. Okay. I do not teach that. And I will tell you why, because I only teach what I teach. Okay, this is no knock on what anybody else teaches. But I will give you a prime example of why you don't fucking wait. He who waits masturbates. See, the guy that waits is a guy that has nothing interesting to say. And what he's doing is he's waiting for the date to conjure up all the things he's going to say because he's boring. And he doesn't want to talk to her because he knows that if she talks to him, she's going to realize he's boring and it's not going to happen. So let me give you the perfect analogy. And if you cannot see what I'm telling you, then just do what you're doing. But this is what I'm saying. Show me a lion that's killed a zebra, bit the neck, got the zebra in the middle of the Serengeti in Africa and says, you know what? Well, I'm going to go over that ridge for 4 or 5 days. I'm going to rest. I'm going to roll in the grass. I'm going to pick my fucking teeth. And when I get back, that zebra is going to be exactly where I left it. Now we know it's not happening because the other predators are going to eat that thing. And that's what you guys want to know. What you understand about women is, look, as she's interested until she loses interest. Why would someone want to talk to you and you can't even hold a conversation to marinate it along? So by the time you see each other, instead of you sitting around doing all that interviewing bullshit, that you're hugging, you're kissing, and you're whispering shit in each other's ear. But you want to wait? Hey, this is not the place for you. Wrong class. That's in another building. This is not this class. We do not wait on shit. And that's why I teach you your mouthpiece is very important, because if you're, what is the purpose of waiting? Why would you wait? Tell me, what does waiting do? You tell me, because that's not it. We don't do that, man. Let's see what this is. A woman I'm getting to know bought me drinks and food for the first and second date. The third date, we got her food and went to her place. We're moving towards the incident. She says, I don't fuck with guys. She said, I don't fuck guys at her. I know it's kindergarten. I keep telling y'all, the game is kindergarten. The game is so simple that y'all complicate it. So let's make this kindergarten. If you are at her house, HH, her house, if you're at her house and she says she doesn't do that at her house, then what do you think are your options? I'm sorry. That as well. I'm sorry. What do you think are your options? Dude, this is not, why do y'all make, please help me understand why y'all make shit so difficult to think. So let's do it again. Because we only got 15 minutes left of the show. So if you cannot do it at her house, you have your house, motel, hotel, Holiday Inn, and you got a vehicle. So what am I missing here? What am I missing here? How is this a question? If she doesn't do it at her house, there's your house, hotel, motel, and your vehicle. How is this a question? Are you serious? I don't. A woman wants me to meet her parents, and we're not exclusive. I plan on meeting them because she deserves it after effort. No. Listen. This is a very 22 peep game. Listen. The first problem in this is, why the fuck is she dictating a relationship? Why is she telling you what you should be doing? Do you understand you being introduced to her parents means that that we're like exclusive? Now, I have done it before because I've had ones cry because, you know, my parents are always pressuring me. Can you just come over for Christmas dinner? Or can you just come over and hang out so I can act like you're my boyfriend? I know we're not boyfriend and girlfriend, but please. All right, that's something else. But she's running the relationship, and yet you're just following along. She wants you to meet her parents. I don't give a fuck what she wants. She wants makeup. She wants mascara. She wants dresses, purses, and shoes. She wants to be beautiful. She can want what she wants. But why are you meeting? Because she deserves it after her effort. Fuck, her effort is what she's... Okay, listen. I don't understand what y'all... I don't get this. Effort is what she's supposed to do to keep you around. But the reason she wants you to meet him is because you have not told her y'all are just fucking. There's something that you did to make her think that y'all are exclusive. Because she thinks you're exclusive, she wants you to meet the parents, because that's the step. That's the first step before we lock up, get married, and all this other stuff, man. You better wake the fuck up from that shit, man. Tell that motherfucker I'm not coming by at all, man. G asked a question, how to be great at conversation skills. Well, you got to know how to put flavor, man. You've got to know how to talk and be able to express yourself and trust what you're saying. But it's not just that. It's you want to be able to lead. When I talk to lead. I don't talk to talk. See, y'all talk. Hey, how are you doing? Where's your last boyfriend? Where's your day going like? And I don't to lead. I mean, talk to talk. Excuse me. I talk to lead. The other way around. So you got to learn about your mouthpiece, brother. You got to learn about that, man. This is it. Even when I was 14, that's insane. Even when I was 14 and never met. Well, yeah, only time I met parents, not women's parents. I met that, you know, I did sleepovers and shit. I'd meet their parents and shit like that. But the only time I met someone's parents is when I was, what was I, 8 or 7? And I was in the bushes with this Filipino chick, and her mother caught us in the bushes. That was the only time I was in the bushes. I got caught in the bushes. So I was caught in the bushes, got in trouble with the Filipino girl. But I can't think I ever got caught. No. I haven't got caught. No, but guys, we got about 12 minutes. So ask your questions. We got you covered. We're about to wrap this up and everything. We did it. We'll be just 3 hours, and then we'll definitely have a show on the 26th. The real game, no theory, will be on the day after Christmas. So it will be the real game, no theory and stuff. So but yeah, I'm just saying for you guys out there. Is that the ghosts of your past, present, and future are always going to haunt you, okay? It's always going to haunt you until... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I forgot. I need to put the likes up because I just want to say thank you to those guys. There we go. I'm sorry. There you go. I see you. So, yeah, I my whole thing is, gentlemen, that's really important in all of this is that game is not what you see on YouTube. And until you start to process and understand that there is a past person telling you shit about your past. There is something telling you about your present. Something you're not going to get past the point that you need to get past of. You have got to accept that the voice right now, like the movie theater, he's allowed to tell you what to do. The game is, yes, definitely who you are. Got a few more questions. So in the first date, should I have fun and try to make her smile? Well, no, you're doing that all. We don't try to do shit. That's why I think y'all need to watch Star. We don't try shit. We do shit. I don't try to do it because if I try, it's going to come off like I'm trying. I don't try to do shit. I am the shit that I just do it. Okay? I just do it. Okay? You mean her, not he smile, but her smile. Okay. How can you have fun if you're not a fun person? What is fun if you don't even know what fun is? That's what I'm saying. Y'all need some coaching, man. The depth in what you need to understand is not going to be solved on a 3-hour show. When a woman says you deserve better than my drunk feelings and that I really miss you, does that mean she's wasting my time? No. Well, here's the question I'm asking you. What are you doing when she's saying this? Okay? I know I deserve better. That's why we're not together. Okay? All right? I really miss you. And does that mean she's wasting? No. I don't know the situation. I mean, y'all are just telling me shit. You got to give me more than what I'm reading. You got 8 minutes, so give me more. I don't understand what you're saying. She's saying something. She's just saying that I miss you. How is she wasting your time by telling you something? See, here's the thing, dude. The reason why you're fucking wasting time on yourself, because you're probably dating this fucking woman. Something is not right. There's something missing in what you're saying. And I'm starting to see that. You're just like either saying shit to say shit. But there's something missing in what the fuck you're saying. Something ain't right about what you're saying. What does it mean when she's naked with me and she says you don't want any penetration? I just said, okay. Wait. What? When she's naked with me and she said you doesn't want any. Who talks? Dude, I don't think you really. I think there's people that's fucking. Okay, listen to me, brother. People that have women naked next to them don't talk like this. Guys that get women naked don't talk like this. So I don't think you really actually have a woman naked. I think that's just a figment of your imagination. There is no naked woman in your bedroom. It's fake. It's a shadow. It's not real. Because what you're saying doesn't even make any sense. She's naked in front of you, and I just said okay. But deep down, I was ready for. Something just doesn't sound right. She's naked, and she says she doesn't want any. But why are you lying when you want? This is what I'm saying. What is so scary about a woman where y'all got to lie to these motherfuckers, man? See, you don't understand the power of your time, man. No, it doesn't make sense of what you're saying. It makes sense. And a loser, man, this is bullshit, dude. Listen to what the fuck you're saying. You got a naked woman there, and you just said okay, but deep down you're ready for action. What fucking? Wait, men don't talk like this. It's getting put. Come on, dude. Listen. My question and problem with you is that why are you with a naked woman in the first place? Something does not add up. So magically you went over to someone's house and she just took her clothes off and then magically says, oh, I just don't want to have sex. And you're like, okay, man, dude, stop lying. Dude, you got to stop lying, man. Stop lying on your dick, dude. Because that ain't really happening in your life, and you know it. People don't talk. People just don't. And ask the guys in the chat room. People do not talk like what you're saying. People don't talk like what you're saying, brother. They just don't do that. They just don't do that, man. They just don't talk like that. Mr. H, 5 minutes left, guys. Mr. H, some girls come to me in my DMs after we set up the date. They seem enthusiastic. They compliment me on everything. And then they disappear. Nothing's changed. It's there. Well, they come up to you in your... Wait, some girls come up to me in my DMs after we date, and they seem enthusiastic and compliment me on everything, the approach and all, and then they disappear. Well, send me an example, Armando. Just send me an example. I got you. Just themanmindset@gmail.com. Just send me, swipe the message and send, I'll wait. Just swipe and send it to me. Give me an example, and let me see if I can clean up this mess that you made. She didn't make it. You made it. Oh man, I hurt my. Oh man, I fell off my bench. So yeah, just do that, and I'll wait for you. Just let me know when you send it, and I'll read it. I got you covered. I got you, dog. Because we're about to wrap this up, but I got you. The Dean, Man Mindset, we got you guys covered. I'm just waiting for this last one. But guys, we are gonna have a show 2 days from now. Shit, I gotta give my gotta holler at my dogs. Let me see here. I haven't got anything. Still nothing. Armando, can you please hurry up, sir? Okay, got it here, Armando. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to look at it live. Oh, wait, Armando. Hold on, Armando. Wait. Give me a second. Let me do this. Shit. Hold on, dog. I got you covered. I got you, dog. I am erasing the fucking number. Dog, I appreciate you. You got to clear out the numbers, dude. Okay, that's good. All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's see it. All right, here we go. Read Armando's thing. All right, here we go. Slowly roll it in. I had to slow it in, so I figured it out now. On a reel today, there was something about you that vibed with, but you surprised me. Never guess you were Arabian. That's what, okay. By the way, if you're a spider bot, she says, thank you. Some angel that I thought I was too this is the woman talking? I thought you're too attractive to be Arabian. But cute, I never had French before. This is what she, is the woman talking? Who's on the right and who's on the left? Who's on the right? She's on the left. All right. So on the left. Here we go. She says, but cute, I've never had a French before, and I've had regularly every country laugh out loud. And then I've noticed your eyes lit up when I said that. And then there was a voice. Is that's it? That's all you said? What was in the voice message? That's all. That was it. That was all that was said. Because you called a friend. Wait, let me read it. Wait. Look at this real quick, Armando. Wait a second. Today there was something about you I vibed with, but you surprised me. Why did she surprise you? What is, by the way, I F with your, oh, you fuck with her Spotify. Send me her Spotify. Was there a link or something? Well, you told her something, she didn't open it, but you would have, okay. Let me ask you a question. Why the fuck are you double texting her anyway? Let me show y'all. I don't understand this. You're saying something and she hearts you and doesn't, that's not a reply. That's just reading what you're saying. Why are you sending her two messages, sir? Why are you sending her two messages? I don't understand that. What? I don't understand that. No, because if it was the same message, it'd be in the same bubble. That's not the same message, brother, because the same message, if it was the same message, she would have only hearted it one time. She hearted it twice. That's not the same message. It's not in the same bubble, dude. It's a different bubble. But I'm asked, is a heart a reply? That's not a reply, sir. She says she was tempted to call me, and she really misses me and hopes that I'm not messy, because her sister is, and she planned on. But, okay. What? I don't understand. She said she was tempted to call me, but she really misses me. You know, okay, so what, 25? What is this? What is this supposed to be? Okay, Mr. H, is an emoji a message? No, it's not. Because when they're interested in you, they will put an emoji in words. Let me give you an example. Okay, you got an emoji, right? But let me show you an example of emoji plus words. Hold on, let me find one. Because apparently you think that when they send you an emoji, that's good enough. Let me blot you out real quick and see what we have. That was an emoji with words. Hold on, let me see if I can find another emoji with words. Give me a second real quick. Let me show you this shit before we wrap up. An emoji with words. Let's see here. That's not an emoji with words. Here's an emoji with words. Let's look at this for a second. Dude, don't give me that call in. I'm about done, dude. You should have fucking called in earlier, dude. Let me see here. I'm about to wrap this shit up. Okay, here's emoji with words. Okay? See, you just got an emoji. If you get an emoji, there should be words behind them or in front, middle, or back. But you just got a heart. So that means she was kind of like blowing you off. Really, that's even that's worse. See, this has words. No, that's not. Let me see another one. Trying to find another emoji with fucking words on there. To give you an example. Here's one with some hearts. Absolutely love every bit of it. See, there's hearts. But you've got words on top of the hearts. Do you see what I'm saying? But if you're just getting emoji, that's like a blow. It's like blowing you off. Here's one. I think with emoji right here. Okay, here you go. Okay. So as you can see, he hearted her thing. She didn't heart his. But when she hearted it, right? Okay. See that right there? You got heart. Emojis, and he's the one hearting her messages. Let me see if there's another one. Here's another one. It's heart. What is that? Do you see what I'm saying, man? Brother. You're not paying attention, dude. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm about to wrap it up because you're not fucking listening, dude. You got to listen. when she hearted your fucking whack-ass message, where was the words? You sent her something, she hearted it, meaning that it wasn't interesting enough to say anything about, right? And then you said something else and she hearted that. You didn't heart anything that she said. You said she's on the left and you're on the right. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? No. Wait. You sent me the words right here. What are you talking about? See, what are you talking about? What do you mean I'll send you the what? Brother. Okay, is it me? Let me show the chat room, guys. Chat room, guys, let's look at this. This is him talking right here. Is she saying anything other than them damn hearts? Oh, my God, dude. No. Oh, let me read this. I want to do this one real quick. I got to go in order. I like being alone. I have control over my shit. Therefore, in order to win with me, to win me over, your persistence has to feel better than my solitude. You're not complaining any other person. You're not complaining. Wait. What the fuck is this? Wait. Did she write? Wait. What is this? Wait. Wait. Dog, what the fuck is this? That's pretty dope, I won't lie. I never heard this one before. Let me ask y'all a question. Armando, you never double fucking text, motherfucker. What part did you understand? Wait a second. Let's I take it who sent this to me. All right, Mr. Bryant, you sent me this. All right, Mr. Bryant, you sent me this. Gentlemen, class is in session. Tell me what is wrong with this. That's what the woman wrote. All right. And this is what he said. Wait, there's more to it. Where is it? Let me see. Hold on. Where's the more to it? I only got one thing. There ain't no more to it. This is what I got right here. This is all I got. So what is this? Elder, what is this? There's more to what? What is this? What? Why would you? Why are y'all guys doing this? What is this? What is this? Thank you. Hey, thank you, guys. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is what was before. This woman shit that she posted. The woman posted a meme from some guy, whatever. The question is, what is this? What is this? Dude, there's more. I need to see more. You need to send me more because I don't know what that is. Brother, look, man. We read what she said, sir. But you're not. Oh, my God. All right. Let me see if I had it. I don't understand, man. How is it that y'all don't understand you don't double text? You do not double. You double texted her, man. When somebody sends you a heart off of what you said and there is, dude, yeah, hey, Mr. Bryant, send me the rest because this is all we got to go off of. That's all I got from you. Send me the rest. send me the rest, because what is, this is a fail. This is a fail. Even David, our dog David got it right. What? Let's see what Uncle could do with this. I like being alone, control of my shit, all right? In order to win over, your persistence has to feel better than my solitude. What? I'm saying, what is this? What? Hold on, guys. I can't understand. Y'all don't listen to me. Woman says whatever the fuck she wants to say. I just, whatever she says. How is what you're saying leading, okay, now remember, what you're saying is leading your four, right? How the, what is this, how is this leading to your four? Look, I want y'all to look. How, I want, look, explain what this is. What is this? Why is this? All right, you got to send me more. Please, I pray that you just sent me the rest of this. Oh, here we go. All right, wait. Let me see. Hold on, let me see what we got here. Hold on, let me see. Send from my iPhone. Where is it at? I don't have this. Send me the rest. I wrote in the chat, sent. What wrote in what chat? What did you write? No, don't. Okay, Prince, hurry up. I got to roll. Print screen. Your whole message, because this is terrible. This is print screen the message, Mr. H. I'm done with you because you double texted. You're already out the thing. Let's see here, Tyler. I cannot show breasts and body, man. I can't do that shit. So, Mr. Bryant, print screen your part of the conversation, because this is all we got to go on. You cannot do this. This is playing it safe. This is playing it safe. This is walking on eggshells. This is beating around the bush. Where is the rest of it? Send me the rest of the blue. Send me the. We already saw all this little cake ass shit she's saying and shit. We need to see the blue. Send me the rest of it, brother. Okay, look, Mr. H, listen to me, okay? Listen to it, okay? Listen to me. Very important. Let me do Tyler. God damn it, Tyler. Shit.
Come over. Oh, God. Oh, fingering him. I haven't seen him.
Yeah. Here I go.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to squirt my load all over you. Shooting the hawk over your chest.
All right, so, gentlemen. We'll put that on the website. Hey, Tyler, let's go on the website. What I'm saying to you, sir, you have failed because you, oh, my God. I love how y'all fuck up, and then y'all try to justify shit when you fucked up. It's not me as a man. What the fuck? Why the fuck? Okay, listen. I keep telling you, disrespect is when someone gives you one-word answers or you're saying something and they just give you an emoji. That's fucking total disrespect. Total disrespect. But, Mr. Hey, dude, real quick. Come on, brother. Send me the part that you type. Come on, dude. Just send it. We just got to see this shit. Tyler's all over the place. Let me see what he's saying here. Where is the bottom part? Show me the box. Okay, brother, this part, the bottom part, where's the rest of it? Come on. I swear to you. Hold on. Before I get to you, dude, let me show you something. It's the last time I'm going to tell you, dog. All right. First off, we got to, wait, oh shit, hold on, let me do it again. Okay, it's clear. Why do you keep sending me the same shit? What part of you got two hearts, you double fuck, dude, 1-2 statements, she gave you hearts. Stop that, man. It doesn't matter what was said here. Look what you did here. She wasn't interested. Let me go on to the next one. Man, you know what? I'm not going to tell you because, again, you want to do it your way. You're right. I'm wrong. I don't know anything. You're right. I don't know. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm going to go into this one. Now, let's see this shit. Okay.